Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There is some uncertainty this morning over the future of global oil supplies as talks with Iran over the Strait of Hormuz appear to be on hold, suspended during days-long funeral ceremonies for Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The BBC's Lise Doucette in Tehran.
With every day, there's more and more posters appearing, some with President Trump's face on it, saying death is near. And this is something that's being expressed not just by these crowds, but anger over this assassination of Ayatollah Khamenei in the first hours of the war on February the 28th is also fueling fits within the ruling ranks, with hardliners saying, why are you negotiating with President Trump's team when they ordered the assassination of our leader?
Oil prices have slipped as some members of the OPEC Plus cartel decided to raise their oil output starting next month. President Trump preparing to leave for Turkey, where he'll be attending the annual NATO summit. It runs through Wednesday. Last year, he pushed the allies to spend more on defense. This year's mission is to try to enforce those pledges. At least 11 people killed in Russia's latest round of overnight missile and drone strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kiev. First came the deadly heat, now the flooding rains that are inundating parts of the Midwest as well as parts of the eastern U.S. FIFA pulls an about-face. Now American soccer star Falaron Balogun, who previously got a one-game suspension, will be allowed to play in tonight's showdown with Belgium. President Trump has taken to social media, saying the decision remedies what he calls a great injustice. Mr. Trump reportedly phoned FIFA to complain about the suspension. Wall Street getting back to work this morning following the long holiday weekend. The Dow will open at 52,900, and that is a record high. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Keep in mind this morning as you get underway, pretty hard hit with the storms over the weekend, so there's still a lot of power outages, some trees down, wires down. The Eastern Avenue, very hard hit over the weekend over in the Essex Middle River area. A lot of that is still blocked off. And there are a number of roadways that are still affected with trees and wires down, mainly outside the Beltway. But all the interstates are fine. The roadways have dried out. There's some areas still getting some light rain to the north, and there was some rain over on the eastern shore. But all the interstates are good to go. No problems through Annapolis right now. BW Parkway has picked up just a bit south from Arundel Mills down to Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got highs in the very humid upper 80s today with another round of scattered showers and storms, some of which could be slow moving, producing 1 to 3 inches of rainfall and prompt flash flooding. That threat for storms will continue tonight with temperatures falling back to near 70. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in White Marsh and 73 in Abingdon. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in northwest Baltimore. The Maryland Attorney General's Office, which is investigating the incident, says it involved multiple Baltimore police officers after a stolen car pursuit. According to the investigation, the pursuit began after officers spotted a stolen vehicle early yesterday morning. That vehicle was reportedly taken during a carjacking in Baltimore County. The suspect was shot in the area of Denison Street.
Street and Clifton Avenue near Walbrook Junction Shopping Center. Police say officers saw what appeared to be a gun when they attempted to get the suspect out of his car. Investigators say a gun was recovered from the suspect's car. And one man is dead and another is hospitalized after a shooting during a large house party in Falston. Police say gunfire erupted early Saturday morning at a home along Willowvale Drive, where over 100 people were gathered for a party. A 23-year-old man died of his injuries after being taken to an area hospital. Another victim, a 34-year-old man, remains in critical condition. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 219. The pick four, 4386. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, yesterday in Cincinnati, all it took was just one pitch.
Suarez goes again. Steer lifts. Pretty deep right field. O'Neill fading back. Deep track. Gone! 14th of the year for Steer. Bradish loses the perfecto, the no-no, and the shutout in one fell swoop.
One fell swoop indeed. It was John Sadak on the call on Reds.TV. Steer shot the game's big blow as the Birds failed for the seventh straight time this season to extend a win streak to 4. 3-2 was the final yesterday at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. The loss leaves Baltimore 42-49 on the season, and they're in fourth place in the American League East, 12 games behind Tampa Bay. They're 3.5 out of the wild card, with four teams in front of them, 21 games left before the 2026 trade deadline. FIFA World Cup yesterday, two amazing games. Norway ousting five-time World Cup champ Brazil 2-1 on a pair of goals from star striker Erling Haaland. And then the nightcap, England in the Lions' Den at Mexico.
5 or 10 minutes on the cards here for Mexico. It's played on to Harry Kane, who crosses and buries himself again. And England lead 2-0.
Call was on Fox. Jude Bellingham's two first-half goals in 2 minutes, and Harry Kane's penalty kick late won it. The three Lions oust host Mexico 3-2 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a stunning reversal brings accusations of political interference, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Welcome. It is a Monday, July 6th, after a long Independence Day weekend. And what a weekend it was. Coming up on the program in this hour, we'll take a look at the lowlights of the weekend, including speeches by Kami Mamdani and Chairman Joe. Wes Moore proves he was incapable of meeting the moment on Saturday after accusing President Trump of the same. But, wow, I'll tell you, President Trump and the Freedom 250 speech, it was one for the ages. It was epic. And as a person that kind of witnessed it all, taking it all in, just what a weekend, huh? You had the speech at Mount Rushmore on Friday night, which was, he knocked it out of the park, the fireworks there. Then he turns around on Air Force One, heads back to Washington. It looked like, okay, we weren't going to have anything based on the heat, based on the violent storms, that went through the area. But the president delays his speech. People returned by the thousands to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And what a speech. And I'll tell you, it was the best fireworks I have ever seen in my life. It was massive. 40 minutes, 850,000 munitions went up. It did set a world record, by the way, which, you know, is very Trumpian in and of itself. And that's the way it should be. That's what he promised. I will tell you that the Great American State Fair did not get in. 3 hours waiting line. 3 hours to get in 102 degree weather. It was just crazy. The left is all saying, oh, nobody's showing up. I tell you, and a lot of it is, I obviously got to pass the metal detectors and everything, but it was crazy. D.C. was buzzing all weekend long. It just was incredible. And the National Guard out in great force, so you felt safe. You felt like this was our nation's capital, and you had such great pride in what happened. And this, to me, was one of the best sound bites of the speech that the president delivered late at night, 11 o'clock at night, spoke for about an hour, and then, of course, the fireworks went for about 40, 45 minutes. So, it's memorable. We'll never, ever forget this special event, our Independence Day celebration over the weekend.
Americans must never forget that we are a historic and heroic people with a heroic spirit and a heroic purpose on this beautiful earth of ours. We are made of the courage and the fire and the flesh and the blood of the best and the bravest people this world has ever produced. We are the bravest and the best. Tonight we pledge allegiance to the flag they gave us, and we say, God bless the immortal patriots of 1776, and long live the cause of independence. May it rain forever and ever and ever. We will always be on top. We will never let our country fall. We will always be the best. Our founders not only won our liberty, they secured it with the most righteous political document ever conceived. It's called the Constitution of the United States. Very special. And it's because of their genius that we remain the finest people on the planet after 250 years. Unlike so many others in the world, in this country, we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal justice under the law, although I wasn't treated that well, but we won't get into that. And the right to keep and bear arms.
Indeed, the long live the cause of independence, and I love the line, again, the most righteous political document in the world's history, that, of course, being our U.S. Constitution. So, great speech. Get your thoughts on it as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. At 613, traffic weather on the freeze. And once again, here's Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We had our own fireworks Saturday night, last night again, and yeah, maybe again tonight.
Yeah, so flood watch happens in effect all the way through, I think, midnight tonight.
Yep. So a number of areas, I'm just looking at different places on the map that we see too numerous to mention. Just going to say basically the overall number of power outages, number trees, number wires down, especially hard hit Route 32 south of Sykesville. Some of that was still blocked off. Eastern Avenue over in the Essex Middle River area really took it. All the utility poles were at 45 degrees, and they're still working on that. So that area still has a detour underway. We had a report before 6 o'clock that a section of Delaney Valley Road may have been in trouble with a tree that was leaning on some wires up around Old Bosley Road. So a number of areas like that. But all the major roadways, and right now we're in Annapolis looking at the Bay Bridge, 3 westbound, roadway is completely dry, no problems over through Parole and I-97 with the lanes clear south of I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. If, you know, Saturday and Sunday weren't enough, here comes another round today. It'll be humid, highs in the upper 80s. Of course, the major heat is all gone, but it's still going to be summer weather. Chance for slow-moving showers and storms, another inch or 2 or maybe perhaps 3 inches of rain. Might cause flash flooding, so there's a flash flood watch now from now until midnight tonight. Chance for storms again overnight and tomorrow as well. And those storms were violent on Saturday. I haven't seen them that bad in a long, long time.
That was wild.
Yeah, it was. Of course, they had
quite a show.
97 was shut down because they had power lines down on 97. It was crazy. Right now, 76 in Annapolis, 72 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are finally now officially married.
Oh.
I know. You didn't make it to the ceremony?
It was all the trees and the storms had the power lines down. I couldn't make it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know you're in trouble when Adam Sandler's officiating your ceremony.
Yes.
You know. And they invited the cast of Good Morning America.
Well, of course they
did. They're
probably crying and stuff.
Very good friends. Although I don't think the ladies of The View got an invite, so that might be some...
Really?
Apparently they're going to honeymoon in the Kansas City Chiefs stadium. Come the new stadium tour. Many events commemorating the 4th of July had to be canceled or postponed due to the extreme heat and violent storms. America 250 just wasn't the name of the festival. It was what the current temperature was over.
The heat index.
Wow, it was hot in D.C. Over the weekend. We were out to dinner Saturday night in Timonium, and just all hell broke loose while we were in the restaurant. And we're just watching it. I've never seen it rain that bad. But coming home, we were trying to cut through Green Spring Valley. Nope.
Not again. Not a good idea. A lot of trees
down. Had to turn around, come back. Got on the 695. 695 was okay. And then we got off again on Park Heights and tree down there. Had to get back on 695. Get off Reisterstown Road.
Mm-hmm. That's like me coming in here this morning.
And there were trees down on Reisterstown Road. And northbound, they had only one lane being able to get by. It was a mess.
It was bad. Mm-hmm. Hey, remember I said last week, I think it was Thursday or whatever, because we were off Friday, Wednesday or Thursday. So with this high heat, the roads could buckle. And look what happened.
Yeah.
97.
I-97. Yeah. So that was, it was just, I haven't seen it that bad. And then we have a tree just missed our house.
Ooh.
A neighbor's tree came down next door, and the top of the tree is about 6 feet from my house.
Wow.
It's laying on the common yard that we shared. It's a big tree. And actually, it wasn't all the entire tree. It halfway up, it just snapped off.
Yeah.
You can see where just the wind.
A lot of straight line wind.
Yeah. It was just really incredible. But anyway, again, hopefully everybody have a great Independence Day weekend, and the fireworks are just amazing. I've never seen anything like it in D.C. It was just...
They said, what was it, 800,000
850,000 munitions. They had 350 fireworks set off per second.
Yeah.
I was just telling you, it felt like you were under being bombarded. It really was. And the band? I love the band. They had the military band playing. They're playing 25 or 6 to 4 and all this other great stuff. And I just, who needs all those high-priced rock stars and rock bands? The military band, they played Guns N' Roses. They did a really great job. I was really impressed.
That's awesome.
With members of our U.S. military. So, and President Trump, of course, hit it out of the park. So it was just was crazy. Tonight's the night, though. Big night for the U.S. men's team. They take on Belgium in the World Cup. And, you know, they've adopted Take Me Home Country Road as their John Denver song, as their song. And, we got a special edition for you here this morning.
Score some goals, bring it home, USA, let's go.
America, bring it home, score some goals.
Yeah, it's score some goals, take me home, country roads. I mean, people are just breaking out in song everywhere they go when it comes to the men's soccer team. So. And then there's a big controversy over one of our star players. We'll get into that with Gary a little bit later on.
They're in the round 16. That means there's 16 teams left.
Yes. Well, okay. One less now that Mexico got knocked out. So
okay. Where is the final game played?
In New York.
In New York.
Okay. The final game will be in New York, and President Trump is supposed to present the World Cup. At that game, to whoever ends up winning. Hopefully it's the U.S., but you got a long, long road to go. Get some very... Brazil's, they're out. Mexico's out. Argentina's still there, and they barely survived. And England, of course, very good. And Norway, they had a surprise. They knocked out Brazil yesterday. But, so it's going to be interesting to see. And Belgium, they're a good team. But we got one of our star players back who had gotten a red card.
Yeah, and they made a call.
Yeah, I know. He probably said, "You want me to present the World Cup? Really?
Yeah,
in New York. Yeah, exactly. You better take another look at that play. Okay, it's all I'm saying. Right?
I don't think he meant to step on the guy's foot. Didn't look like it to me.
No, look. In worst case scenario, maybe a yellow card. But to take him out on that, because they were both going up for the ball.
Right.
And he kind of went. The guy that he stepped on was going behind him, and he never knew he was there.
No, you didn't see him.
See him. And then when he came back down, he stepped on his ankle, and it happens.
Sure, it happens.
All right, call it a foul. All right, I can accept that.
You maybe. Step on my ankle every day.
Yeah, exactly. We like to break those ankles.
Ooh.
These are hoofs.
No.
You and Hillary Clinton, best ankles in America.
Thanks.
All right. Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 621, we'll tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny's going to sell your home for the price that you want in the time frame that you want. And that's the guarantee that Vinny makes because he's got a database of 12 to 13,000 buyers that have already qualified. They're ready, willing, able to purchase your home. And the fact of the matter is that's the reason why they can make that guarantee. And so when you assign on the dotted line, when you sign and contract with Vinny and enlist with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, your home is sold. That's simple. It's just a matter of maybe minutes, hours, even a day or so. He's got that successful of a track record. He's got all sorts of programs to assist in selling your home. So take it from me. Vinny's the one I'm going to call when it's time for me to downsize and sell my home. You should consider that as well. 410-709-7515 or at vinnysteo.com.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
623, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Capitol Beltway right now looks good, both in Prince George's and Montgomery County. Nothing major at New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple with the lanes open. And in the meantime, we're at Good Luck Road, that section of the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. And a reminder, we're getting ready to head out, number of power outages. Traffic lights could be affected, trees, wires down, local detours in a number of the areas, but the major highways right now are clear for the most part throughout the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Chuck, on Saturday I did something I've never done before. Left my house, was downtown D.C. in less than an hour.
Wow.
No traffic on the Capitol Beltway. No traffic on the Baltimore Beltway. Nothing on 95.
Wow.
And I took George Avenue to 16th Street all the way down. Nothing. So I guess everybody was either at the mountains or at the shore or whatever.
Scared a lot of people off, I think.
I think it did too, yeah.
You know, let's just not, if we're going, we're going. But if not, get the hell out of there, you know.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
That's good.
All right, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 623 and your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today. Upper 80s for the high. A chance for slow-moving showers and storms with a couple inches of rain could cause flash flooding. So if you're in a low-lying area, be forewarned. Chance for storms again overnight and again tomorrow through this unstable weather pattern. Right now, 76 and cloud. In Ocean City, 74 in Parkville. And thanks to Jeff McDonald and Kristen for holding on the fort here on Friday when I was off. So I want to thank them for doing a great job here on the program. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. By the way, I hope everyone had a meaningful Independence Day holiday this past weekend. Go USA in the World Soccer Game against Belgium tonight. I just want to say there's a tale of two speeches or several speeches. President Trump gave a wonderful speech that was uplifting what it means to be 250 years of real freedom and all that, not only just for us and for the rest of the world. Unfortunately, there are speeches by a mayor, a governor, and some emerging communists coming on the scene, on the political scene here, which is frightening, was anything but positive. It was just negative, downgrading, and so forth. A complete 100% difference. So I just want to say kudos and mazel tov to President Trump on his speech effort and what it means to be a real American. I'm proud to be an American. So do you agree with that assessment?
I do. I think that both speeches in Mount Rushmore and in D.C. on Saturday, he called out the communists, and he said they're never going to take our freedom away. They're never going to take what we've built away. Again, you had Mamdani. We'll get to him a little bit later on in the show. Biden also had some dark moments. And then you have Wes Moore with him saying that the United States isn't finished yet. I mean, this is the clarion call of the radical left. Mark, thanks for the call. They don't like our country. They don't like our Constitution. They want to change it constantly. And yes, there is a process for changing our Constitution. It's the amendment process. But the fact is, you always hear from the left, including Wes Moore, this is an experiment. We're not finished yet. We need a more perfect union. They're constantly looking to change. They don't like capitalism. They don't like our form. Look, it's just amazing. President Trump, I think, did a wonderful job. As did J.D. Vance on his speech. I think that was a highlight up in New York at the Naval Recruitment Ceremony there as well. So just all in all, then you could really see the difference between the two. A little bit later on, we'll get into that. And Democrats are worried because they understand they have not distanced themselves. They've actually allowed these socialists, these communists, to infiltrate their party, and they've festered there for decades now, and now they're pretty much asserting themselves. And the Democrats, a really uncomfortable moment yesterday with Wes Moore, with Shannon Bream on Fox News Sunday. We're going to play that for you a little bit later on in the program. He was given multiple opportunities to basically say there can be no place for communism or socialism in the Democrat Party, and he refused to do so. So we'll get into that, forewarned. President Trump talking about some of our achievements as a 250-year-old nation.
In 250 years, the free people of this land have accomplished more with our liberty than any other society has accomplished, even in thousands and thousands of years. As you look back and you study, what our critics will never understand is that America is not the sum of its mistakes. Our mistakes make us human. Our achievements make us American. And nobody has ever had the achievements that we've had. We are the nation that dreamed and created the modern world. We laid the railroads. We raised up those big, beautiful skyscrapers, harnessed electricity, and invented the light bulb, the telephone, the airplane, the assembly line, the television, the microchip, the personal computer, the internet, the GPS, the smartphone, and almost everything else that has ever been invented, including, especially over the last few days in certain areas, a thing called air conditioning. We invented it all. We charted the human genome to cure diseases. We powered entire cities by splitting single atoms and planted our flag on the moon. Americans fill the airwaves of the planet with our music and our culture. We invented baseball, basketball, football, volleyball, NASCAR, and the rodeo. We love that rodeo of the West. Americans have won the most Olympic medals of any country in the world by far, the most Nobel Prizes. Well, they haven't given me one.
Just so many other great achievements. Just a big celebration of what this country is and will continue to be. And he said the best is yet to come. 6:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A four-alarm fire is to blame for causing significant damage to a Sherwin-Williams warehouse in Curtis Bay. Firefighters were called to the burning building along the 1600 block of Filbert Street on Saturday night. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. And the cause of a two-alarm condo fire in Canton is being investigated. Firefighters were called to a fire at the Shipyard building along the 2600 block of Boston Street on Saturday night. Flames and smoke could be seen going through the roof. No injuries were reported. And severe weather on the 4th of July resulted in thousands of power outages in the Baltimore area. The storms brought 70-mile-per-hour winds, downing trees and power lines. About 80,000 customers were without power at the height of the outage. And the fireworks show in Towson had to be canceled due to the impending storms in the forecast. The Towson Communities Alliance said the fireworks show will be rescheduled as part of a future community event within the next 3 months. The other night's cancellation comes after the Towson Communities Alliance postponed the show from Saturday night to Sunday night due to a vendor staffing issue. And Bay Bridge travelers will see a new flag on federal observance days. The 30-by-50-foot American flag was donated by the Queen Anne's County Veterans of Foreign Wars and American Legion. It was spotted over the weekend by thousands of travelers just west of the toll gantry. Officials say the flag will fly on Labor Day, Patriot Day, Veterans Day, and other federal holidays. And Fox 45 says that traffic is flowing again on 97 after a rough weekend for the interstate. Power lines came down Saturday evening, closing both directions near the airport following a round of intense storms. Meanwhile, on Friday, all northbound lanes were shut down when the concrete crumbled near Maryland 3. Officials do not anticipate any issues for commuters today. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're tracking some rain on the eastern shore. A lot of this rain that occurred overnight on the west side of the bay is now on the east side, looking live here at 50 at 404. One of the areas where it's raining pretty hard right now. A lot of spray from the vehicles, and just about everybody has their headlights on in that area. So Centerville down through Easton, and then a little bit further south going down towards the lower eastern shore. Some heavy rain also there. And right now it's just kind of still, but working its way towards the Delaware line. So if you're on the east side of the bay, be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got highs in the very humid upper 80s today with another round of scattered showers and storms, some of which could be slow moving, producing 1 to 3 inches of rainfall and prompt flash flooding. That threat for storms will continue tonight with temperatures falling back to near 70. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 630 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, one day after scoring 8 runs and going 5 for 12 with runners in scoring position, the O's bats fall silent again.
Center field, Friedel. Pagan closes the door. The Reds avoid the sweep as they best Baltimore in the finale.
John Sadek had the call on Reds.TV. Reds closer Emilio Pagan with a shaky ninth, but in the end it was good enough. And for the 7th straight time this year, the Birds failed to win a 4 straight game. 3-2 was the final yesterday in Cincinnati, wasting a nice performance by Kyle Bradish, whose record fell to 5-9. Now, the Birds had chances. They left them loaded in the 6th and played it only 1 in the 9th. After loading them again with 1 out, Baltimore just 7 hits on the day. 6 of them went for singles. Meanwhile, the All-Star teams were announced over the weekend, and though there were many more deserving, the lone Orioles selected was Adley Rutschman.
It means a lot. Last couple years, just like you said, dealing with a little adversity, it means a lot to be able to kind of bounce back and, just be able to try and do what I do.
And if we're being honest, the struggles aren't over for Adley Rutschman. In May and June, a 40-game stretch, Rutschman 31 for 147 at the plate. That's a batting average to the tune of just 211 with 4 home runs, 25 driven in, and those are hardly all-star stats. I'm sure you would agree. Elsewhere in the division, the Yankees' June swoon extended to July.
Hard hit and a base hit to center. Keyshaw is in. Here comes Austin Martin and Royce Lewis. A 2-out, 2-run single, and the lead doubles. It is 4-0 Minnesota.
Ah, nothing like a 2-out, 2-run single, am I right? Corey Povis had it on Twins.tv. Lewis's clutch hit the key one of the game as the Twins take 2 of 3 from New York. 6-1 the final yesterday. The Yankees have now lost 9 of their last 10. They had a 4.5 game lead in the East. They're now 4.5 behind the Rays. And they open up a 4-game set with Tampa Bay in St. Pete tonight. Meanwhile, across the pond, the 139th Wimbledon, a big upset on the women's side.
Again, so much Osaka.
It's called 14-seeded Naomi Osaka, ousting the world's number one, Arena Sabalenka, 6-2, 7-6, earning a berth in the quarterfinals. After the match, the Sabalenka, who is the quote machine, was asked if she should still be the world's number one.
Today I wasn't world number one. Yesterday I was world number one. I feel like I just I don't want to even, like, think about ranking at this point. I just want to go, get completely drunk, forget about tennis, and try to get better, in a better shape.
And finally, tonight's the night for the U.S. men. Round of 16 knockout match in Seattle against the Red Devils of Belgium. And the game will come with a holiday gift, no less. FIFA citing an arcane rule to allow U.S. striker Flo Balogun to play tonight. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the role of President Trump.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
Well, first of all, good to be back on a Monday after the holiday.
Indeed. Hope you had a great holiday weekend.
We did. I heard your story. You were coming back from dinner on Saturday night.
Yes.
Big storm, and you had to go many different routes. We had a similar story. We were coming back from dinner in Hunt Valley,
mm-hmm.
and tried to come back through Shawan Road.
Right, yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yep.
We actually had to pull over. I don't know. There's that big temple on Shawan Road. I'm not sure what religion it is. Maybe.
Yes, I know exactly. Right.
It's got the big towers.
Right.
Anyway, we had to pull over and pull into the parking lot.
Right.
Other people did it, and we waited it out for a while there, and finally were able to get home. But it was quite an adventure.
Yeah, we were
quite
actually
an adventure.
We are in the aftermath, so we didn't get caught in the violent wind and downpours. But afterwards, it just was tough getting home because there were so many trees.
Trees everywhere.
Down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially on the back way in. So this President Trump, okay, apparently called the FIFA president Infantino and made a plea for the U.S. team, Balogun, etc., and they reversed the call, citing some arcane rule. By the way, it's not the first time they used this rule, which we can talk about later.
Yeah.
But I think we would agree that justice was served. The question is, how did it get there?
Yeah. Well, the question is, did the president put pressure on it? Or maybe the president just made a call and said, hey, if there's something within the rules that you could take another look at it, we'd appreciate it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with lobbying for your team,
yeah,
lobbying for your country. I'm surprised the coach himself didn't do it. And maybe he did. Maybe he didn't carry the weight. But let's not forget who's supposed to be in New York at the World Cup final delivering the World Cup trophy. It's President Trump.
Right.
And he probably just reminded the FIFA president of that.
Well, it's one thing to remind somebody, but it's another thing to remind somebody when you're the president of the United States of America. You know, I mean, that carries a little bit more weight, like you said.
Right.
And it just brings up the question of political interference in general. Like, should sport not succumb to that? Should sport have its integrity not imperiled by a call from the most powerful man in the world? I think that's really the question here.
Well, the question, the most powerful man in the world happens to be a huge sports fan, and he saw the same thing that we all saw, the injustice. It was a horrible call. They never called it in real time on the field. They had to go up to that stupid VAR nonsense. Was it variable assisted ref? Is that what it stands
exactly
for or whatever?
Yep.
And Belgium apparently didn't. They're unhappy.
They're unhappy. They're looking for a rule right now.
And that's fine. They can do that. And if there's a rule that would overturn it, then that's the way it should be. I mean, but as long as it's done within the rules, I don't think there's no favoritism here. The big question here, was the United States punished because we're the United States?
Well, we won't know that.
Yeah.
Just a quick note, this has been done before. In fact, it was done just last year. FIFA reversed a ban on Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese star. He elbowed deliberately an Irish player in a World Cup qualifier, which would have come because it was a deliberate hit, a three-game ban.
Right.
The two of the three games would have been the first two rounds of the World Cup. And they reversed that and also gave him the 12. Actually, I think they gave him like a probationary situation, so he was eligible to play.
Right.
So it's not the first time
so
that FIFA has reversed
it. And it's entirely different. A deliberate hit versus an accidental stepping on a
player. And I think
player.
We could all agree that justice was done.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Gary. All right, 6:41, 19 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Westmore spent the week before Independence Day telling everybody that he could that President Trump was incapable of meeting the moment. And then the moment arrived. Now, this Michael Phillips over at Maryland Bay News has a great piece that you should read called Westmore Incapable of Meeting the Moment. And again, the moment arrived for the governor on Saturday, and Maryland's governor met it with a produced address to an invited audience in the State House, having asked everyone else, in his own words, to watch from the comfort of their own homes. Let's remember, the president stood on the National Mall on the hottest July 4th in Washington's recorded history, waited out a three-hour storm and an evacuation, took the stage at 11:15 at that night in front of a crowd that, by any count, had cleared Secret Service screening twice in triple-digit heat to be there. And the display, the historical flags that were on display there, the veterans honoring the heroes. I mean, this was Westmore. I think he made a mistake. I think he made a calculated political mistake to put him on the same stage as President Trump because he paled in comparison. And then he started talking. And we're going to get to some of his audio clips here in just a second because we're going to come up on I just think that when you look through, and I read through the transcript, through his entire, 17-minute speech, and there was one sentence, that's it, regarding Maryland, a segment on the service year program. There was nothing about the energy bills, nothing about the massive tax increases, the fees, the $5.5 billion surplus, which turned into a $3 billion deficit. Nothing. Nothing about that at all. This was all about him running for national office and wanting to put himself. And it was self-aggrandizement. It was self-promoting. It was talking about him. His family, his grandfather, his Bible. It was all about Westmore. What happened there? I don't know.
The phones have a mind of their own. What was that? Did I hit something?
I don't think I did. Anyway, traffic weather on the threes. I guess the rant-o-meter went off on me. Chuck is here with the latest
about times, all I can say.
Monday morning rush hour.
Southbound 895, just in the last couple of minutes, has gone a little bit haywire here. I'm not sure if there's a problem, but right now it looks like traffic is coming out of the tunnel. I don't see anything on that side of Child Street, but we're already backed up now to the Eastern Avenue Bridge and even a little bit beyond. So there may have been, it doesn't take much, one stalled vehicle in there for about 5 or 6 minutes. Backs us up very quickly on 895 southbound, even though we are moving once again through that area. And in the meantime, a little heavier traffic now as well, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with all four lanes open. So very quickly, we get a backup on the southbound side. Eastern Shore, some areas still getting some very heavy rain. 301 Route 50 down towards Easton. Of course, the traffic on 404 going over through the Denton area. Some of that rain was still moving into that area, and some of that rain has been heavy in the last 15 to 20 minutes. So, again, be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another hot and humid one today. Not as oppressive as it has been because we are cooling down a little bit this week. But upper 80s, chance for slow-moving showers and storms with another couple inches of rain. And that has caused a flash flood watch in effect for low-lying areas through this afternoon, evening, into tomorrow morning where storms are continued to expected to be in the area. Right now, 73 in Ellicott City, 73 in Pikesville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Butterball Johnson.
Butterball Johnson.
Have you noticed anything strange about him?
No, nothing in particular. What?
I checked, and he hasn't eaten at all in 3 days.
No, he hasn't. All right.
What?
All right, it's National Fried Chicken Day.
Oh,
good. All right, good stuff, huh? Good. You have a favorite fried chicken, Maggie?
I'm just a good old KFC girl.
KFC girl, okay. Some people love KFC, some Popeyes. I love the Rofo. Fried chicken. Royal Farms has got some great fried chicken.
You know what? Scratch that. You are right.
Yeah.
Apparently, the best. So that
for lacrosse games, we used to tailgate. We would just pick up buckets of Rofo and we would go to town. It's all good stuff.
That works for me.
Yeah. Good fried chicken. Doritos Dynamita is going artificial dye free. This is all part of the Simply Naked collection.
I told you there were naked Doritos.
Yes, you did.
And you made fun of me for it.
All right. Well, now we'll have to retract that. Only you would know there were naked Doritos.
She hangs out with them.
I went to school with him. He was a nice guy.
The naked Dorito brothers.
She went out with Joe Rito.
He was a former stooge.
Yeah.
Joe Dorito.
Yes. Oh, Curly was the best. Sorry.
Aldi, ready for this? They're selling crystal clear frozen ice cubes. You don't like the big ice cubes you get in a cocktail drink or something,
right.
Like the you know, like a ball
the
or somewhere
ones,
big.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can now purchase them in a box at Aldi for $4.99.
$4.99 for ice
for a block of ice, and it'll fit in a, like a highball glass or whatever. All right, somebody will buy it. You know
why?
Yeah, you know.
Frozen ice.
Here's
balls?
What you do. I'm sure you can go on the internet and find. You know, something like the ice cube tray, just a bigger one, and you freeze.
Tupperware used to make stuff like that,
yeah.
And you could make all kinds of stuff. Freaking run water on it.
Remember the popsicles? They had the little popsicle molds you could make. The popsicles,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, Dairy Queen welcoming a new patriotic slush float. I would say any float that has Maggie on it might be a slush float. And Global Blizzard flavors. There's the new Stars and Stripes Misty Slush Float. Right?
Didn't you Misty Slush.
Misty Slush.
For me.
I think you used to watch her dance years ago.
Yeah, she melted everybody's heart.
Ah! Good one.
We also have the new Biscoff Cookie Blizzard at your participating Dairy Queens. You know, one of the big things that World Cup fans has fallen in love with here with the United States, besides our, you know, our being friendly and accommodating and some of their great foods, is ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw that.
And ranch dressing now
has become one of the most sought-after American condiments among the World Cup fans. Demand has grown so much that the TSA is now reminding travelers not to pack bottles of ranch in their carry-on bags unless they want to surrender them at security.
Surrender your ranch. Can
exactly.
you imagine?
So they've already confiscated ranch dressing from tons of travelers. In an Instagram post, the TSA said that, okay, please avoid chugging your ranch outside security. The airlines will check it for you. So then the UPS has stepped in with a solution. The retailer's new ship and dip promotion gives customers 20% off international shipping for bottles of ranch dressing.
Well, somebody's rich. It ain't me.
So if you make it to the airport and you forgot you've had your ranch dressing, you can now ship it and then dip it.
So you don't have to chug it.
Can exactly.
You'd be sick as a dog.
Yeah, wouldn't want to do that.
You're going to yak on the plane.
Yeah. You know, chug a...
Yak.
Don't chug nice. Back.
That's a nice word.
You're going to hack yak.
What'd you do? I yacked on the plane.
That's why the stuff... Ow!
Yeah. There's only two definitions. There's the animal, and then there's that one. All right, very good.
Okay.
It's also yard after catch, but that's a sports thing.
That's true.
All right. Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to tell you about our good friends at Town Appliance. Both mayors at run... on Town Appliance. They've still got the 4th of July sale, so if you missed heading into Town Appliance before the Independence Day weekend, you can still get in there, get great savings off some of the best summer grills. A lot of grilling time left here in the season. We're only about, less than a couple of weeks into the official summer, so you got incredible deals right now on GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Gen Air, Frigidaire, and Bosch, just to name a few, plus over 70 other trusted brands. Going to be a great holiday event. It has been extended. You don't want to miss it. The 4th of July savings event right now, Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs, or check him out at townappliance.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. I can't help but laugh at the wisdom of man, and my reason for that is that most people don't realize the limits placed on it. I know that a mind is a good thing and an intellect is a valuable thing in human knowledge, but we're limited to human knowledge. So what's the value of the biggest intellect in the world if it's only in the world? I say this because mankind is famous for foolishly pitting his intellect against God's, which gives me a sense that there's something wrong with man's intellect. It tells me he can't think straight, because if he could, he would say, who am I to challenge the mind of God? But that's what we often try to do when we want to make sense of things that we don't understand. We want to try to explain it in human terms rather than admitting there's something out there much greater than we are. Seek God, the Bible says, and you can find him. The problem with too many people, however, is that their limited human intelligence won't allow them to do that, and that's sad. You can access our Moments of Truth at Cub Hill Church. church.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cubville Bible Presbyterian Church.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Eight minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. President Trump, again, with an incredible speech on Independence Day about 11:15 at night, talked about American exceptionalism, the concept of manifest destiny, and about all of our achievements, the righteous, most righteous political document in the world history, the United States Constitution. Let's not forget the Declaration a little bit later on. I think it was important that there were the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence. People often ask, what happened to them? What was their fate? Because they pledged their, you know, their fortunes, their lives, and their sacred honor. And so we're going to meet each and every one of the 56 over the next several weeks in our America 250 update. That will continue as well. But when the president said our destiny is written by God, and again, this was, he said, the crowning achievement of human history. For 2.5 centuries, the American public has stood as this crowning achievement of human history. The country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty. This is a flag that's the banner of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And we're doing better now than we've ever done before. A reminder to Mamdani and the progressives, quote, no people have done more, shown more courage, made more progress, righted more injustice, or achieved more greatness than you, the American people. And again, just an incredible, epic speech Saturday night. And we'll get into Wes Moore's speech coming up next. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so both the tunnels with about a 15-minute delay right now. Apparently, there was a stoppage at one point in the Old Harbor Tunnel right around 6:30 or so. We're moving traffic again, but we're backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. And then the overflow traffic went over to 95, and that is now backed up to right around the curve at Eastern Avenue. So 15 minutes. We'll see if they clear. There's not a lot of progress right now, but we'll come back and visit that before the next report. The Beltway on the west side looks good, and the Parkville side is clear at Hartford Road. Keep in mind, some areas on the eastern shore are still getting some heavy rain. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be humid today, hot, upper 80s. Chance of slow-moving showers, storms. Could have an additional 1 to 3 inches of rain causing flash floods in some low-lying areas. And the chance of storms are with us all the way through tonight and tomorrow as well. Right now, we're looking at 75 downtown Baltimore. It is 75 in Glen Burnie. So, Wes Moore, from the comfort of, and again, this was a pre-produced address at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning to an invited room and a live stream. And he told the Hill newspaper he was proud to be, quote, asking our people to watch from the comfort of their homes. The end of quote. The people applauding in the State House were guests of the production and the governor. We were the viewership out there. Yes, I suffered through it so that you didn't have to. But again, this is what I'm talking about, the difference between what President Trump just said about American exceptionalism and so on and so forth. For people like Wes Moore, America is an experiment. America still must be perfected. And look, I understand nobody's perfect except for Almighty God himself. But again, there's always this thing from the left that we're not finished with crafting the America that we want, the America that we think is going to be best, the best form of a nation and rule and government and country. So here's Wes Moore on that.
This is a day of reverence, but it also must be a day of reflection, because the founding fathers knew this country was unfinished. In fact, they wrote a document that could be amended. That was not a flaw. That was a function. And the ideals captured at our founding were unprecedented in 1776. And also, they remain unfinished in 2026.
So there it is. They remain unfinished. This is what the left thinks. We need to pack the Supreme Court. We need to create statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C. and grab more Democrat senators. We need to make sure that we amend the Constitution, or actually scrap the Constitution. They probably want to rewrite the whole damn thing. And Wes Moore continues. He was calling the patriotism at work or some such nonsense. And he tried to tell us what it means to be patriotic.
Yet today, the very premise of patriotism is under attack. Its meaning is being narrowed, its purpose is being distorted, and we cannot let that happen.
Yeah, and I will agree in one aspect. Patriotism is under attack, but it's under attack from the left. That's where it's under attack. We've got communists, Democrats, socialists, Marxists that are attacking. They want to abolish just about everything. They want to change the Constitution. They want to change, pack the Supreme Court. They want to abolish the police. They want to abolish ICE. They want to abolish prisons. They want to have all these, what do you hear, the latest outrage from his Department of Juvenile Services coming up a little later on, or actually right at the top of next hour. So this is, it's under attack from the left. Then he starts talking about patriotism and defining it as he sees fit.
Because patriotism is not simply pride in what America has been. It's taking ownership for what America can become. That is the work of patriotism. Patriotism is neither passive nor performative. Patriotism is not selfish. It is selfless. But today, there are those who will use patriotism to justify pulling books from schools and rewriting history until it comforts those in power. In reality, that's not patriotism. That's nationalism. And nationalism is not an extension of patriotism. They are not interchangeable. There's a difference, and it does matter. Patriotism asks you to fight for values and an ideal. Today's version of nationalism asks you to fight for a person or a group. Patriotism wants you to build something bigger than yourself, but nationalism emboldens people to feel bigger than somebody else.
He's confusing populism as being defined versus nationalism, which is puts the nation state above individual rights. That is not what President Trump or any of us believe. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in America first. And it's a populist approach, but it's not nationalist. And that's what they would have you to believe. Now, this idea of self, this is a guy that putting himself above anything else on Independence Day weekend. No one is pulling books out of libraries and schools. We're, as we've said, age appropriate. And rewriting history, what we've seen with the left tearing down statues and rewriting history books, they're the ones doing all of that. That is pure projection. We'll have more from Wes Moore's speech coming up shortly. I want to tell you about our good friends at Elegant Kitchen and Design. If you're a contractor, you're trying to keep that kitchen remodel project moving, timing matters. That's why you need to get over to Mike and his team at Elegant Kitchen and Design, Jump Road in Baltimore County. They help contractors with a fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets and countertops without making the process more complicated than it needs to be. Check them out, Chopper Road, or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump, who's pressed the NATO allies to spend more on their own defense, is about to head to Turkey for the annual NATO summit. His agenda will include holding the allies' feet to the fire, pushing them to honor the commitments they previously made, a gathering to run through Wednesday. Russia's war on Ukraine will be among issues discussed at the summit, with Ukrainian President Zelensky to address the gathering. Overnight, Russia launched more deadly drone and missile strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kiev. At least a dozen people killed, 60 or more wounded in the latest Russian attacks. First, there was the dangerous, deadly heat. Now comes the rain, flooding rain sweeping across parts of the Midwest, moving on into the east. Gas prices continue drifting lower. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $3.79. That's down a penny from yesterday. The White House says that's not the only relief for our beleaguered budgets.
Republicans say the Trump tax cuts are continuing to provide major relief for American workers as the benefits begin their second year. The White House says 97% of taxpayers received a tax cut, with average refunds exceeding $3,400. Millions also claimed deductions for tips, overtime pay, and Social Security bits. The administration says the law is boosting take-home pay and helping strengthen families across the country. Ken Lorman reporting.
Charlie Kirk's accused assassin due in court today, a preliminary hearing expected to run all week. 23-year-old Tyler Robinson was allegedly the gunman who shot Charlie Kirk 10 months ago at Utah Valley University. American soccer standout for Lauren Balogun, who previously got a one-game suspension, will be allowed to play in tonight's showdown with Belgium. After all, FIFA lifting his one-day suspension, and President Trump says it is the right call. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way, not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on
Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the backups are clearing now, getting a little better at both the harbor tunnels. At one point, we were between 15 and 20 minutes southbound. Now we're getting under about 7 or 8 minutes, and even that is starting to clear. So barring any new problems, we should be okay, both on 95 and 895. Western Shore, pretty hard hit with the storms over the weekend. Number of power outages, trees, wires down on the western side of the bay. This morning, the eastern side of the bay is still getting some very heavy rain. So that traffic around Easton, you're getting up towards Denton and up to the northern part of 301. Some very heavy rain continues in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got highs in the very humid upper 80s today with another round of scattered showers and storms, some of which could be slow moving, producing 1 to 3 inches of rainfall and prompt flash flooding. That threat for storms will continue tonight with temperatures falling back to near 70. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 in Abingdon and 70 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that police responded to an armed robbery in the Parkville Kearney area on Saturday night. Police tell Nottingham Maryland.com that at around 9 p.m. on July 4th, units were dispatched to the Baskin-Robbins, located in the 2300 block of East Chopper Road, for an armed robbery call. Baltimore County Breaking News reports that a suspect armed with a handgun fled the scene with the cash register drawer. And crews battled a two-alarm house fire in Harford County Sunday afternoon, according to the Office of the Maryland State Fire Marshal. On July 5th, around 4:20 p.m., firefighters with the Joppa Magnolia Volunteer Fire Company, Bel Air Volunteer Fire Company, and several other departments were called to 3712 Hilltop Drive for a reported house fire. When firefighters arrived, they saw heavy fire on the right side of the home, which quickly spread throughout the house. Officials said it took 75 firefighters to get the blaze under control in 2 hours. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 219. The pick 4, 4386. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, one bad pitch did in a nice performance from Kyle Bradish yesterday.
Suarez goes again. Steer lifts. Pretty deep right field. O'Neill fading back. Deep track.
Gone! Sadak had the call on Reds.TV. Spencer Steer's shot. The game's big blow as the Birds failed for the seventh straight time this season to extend a win streak to 4. It was 3-2 the final yesterday at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Bradish did take the loss. He's 5-9 on the year. Went 7 2/3 innings pitch, allowing 5 hits and 3 runs. NASCAR Cup Series yesterday was in Joliet, Illinois, and it did go down to the final lap.
3 wins a year ago in the 19, and he's going to see his first checkered flag of the campaign. Here's Chase Briscoe, a winner in Chicagoland.
Briscoe holding off Christopher Bell last night in NASCAR's return to Chicagoland, Briscoe's first Cup Series victory of the year. Other sports news, Knicks great Patrick Ewing is expected to join the Wizards as an assistant coach. World Cup news, Norway and England advanced to a quarterfinal match with upset wins over Brazil and Mexico, respectively. Cristiano Ronaldo at 41 years of age, confirming this will be his last World Cup appearance, and the U.S. will indeed have Flo Balogun in the lineup tonight after all, FIFA delaying his one-game suspension for up to a year. And finally, only putting $25 on Joey Chestnut to eat the most hot dogs on Independence Day would have earned you a whopping $1 in return. So no surprise here, the champion eater downing 66 hot dogs and buns to win his 18th title at the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island. The time now is 7:08. Coming up in 30 minutes, a cool offering from Monumental Sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie, to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, city taxpayers have put the bill for Mayor Scott and his staff to attend some Essence Festival. I'm sure that's crucial to government. Spencer Pratt answering Kami Mamdani. And this is one, a takedown for the ages. We've got that for you. But this story should stun and shock and outrage. And I think it will for many. But for those of us here in Maryland that are now used to this phrase that Westmore repeatedly uses, which he does not mean no one left behind. We now have 2 6-year-old girls that have been left behind. The story broke on Friday, last Friday, and the actual story was Monday of last week, but it missed a lot of the news cycle based on the short holiday weekend. A 13-year-old boy assaulted and raped 2 6-year-old girls and bragged about it to his classmates, and that's how he was caught. The boy was found involved in the sexual assaults of these 2 young girls in juvenile court, and on Monday, he was sentenced to probation and home detention with an ankle monitor, according to Calvert County State's Attorney Robert Harvey. As you might imagine, it's criticizing the decision, arguing that the juvenile should have been placed in a secure residential facility where he could receive treatment while protecting the community. The mother of the victims says the sentence has compounded her trauma and the trauma that the 2 6-year-old girls have already endured. Quote, I was angry. I was furious. I felt like I had been slapped in the face. I felt like everything that we'd been through and fought for all these months just was a letdown. I believed in the state to faithfully do what was right, and they didn't. I was let down. I'm hurt. End of quote. Obviously, the woman's identity and the 6-year-old girls are being withheld to protect them. But to add insult to injury, not only was he released on probation, but then he was put right back into the same home where some of the abuse occurred. And he remains in the same community where the girls, the girls are out of the home now, where the girls and the family lives. According to the prosecutor, the prosecutors urged the court to order placement in a secure facility. However, the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services, headed up by Betsy Fox Tolentino, recommended home detention with electronic monitoring, a recommendation ultimately adopted by the judge. Under Maryland's corrupt and irreparably broken juvenile justice or injustice system, I should say, judges have the final authority over dispositions, but often can consider recommendations from the department. The prosecutor, Harvey, told Channel 7 out of Washington, quote, if it were committed by an adult, it would have been a felony.
It's a rape by a 13-year-old juvenile offender of 2 6-year-old girls. Both of these girls have been left behind by the state of Maryland, by the governor, by his secretary of juvenile services, Betsy Fox Tolentino. She should immediately resign in disgrace. I don't know if this governor even knows about this story, but he should. And then so he should be on the phone this morning asking for her resignation or firing her for recommending a 13-year-old who raped 2 6-year-olds get probation and on a ankle monitor. All right, we'll talk about this in greater detail coming up in just a second. But this no one left behind crap, that's exactly what it is from him. It's crap. 7:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Had a confirmation from one of our listeners that went through and said, yep, Delaney Valley Road, that tree is down in the area between Old Bosley Road and Jarrettsville Pike. So with that, we're detouring traffic around Lock Raven now. You got to be prepared for that delay. We might have to cough again. Sorry about that. My throat, for some reason, is bad today. 895 is still hurting a little bit. Had a broken-down vehicle, then another broken-down vehicle, and now the backup's starting to clear again towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So it's trying to get better. We'll see. We'll give it another 15, 20 minutes through there. Most of the backup now is gone from 95 south, top of the hill around Keith Avenue, and into the area of the southbound tunnels. All the lanes are open, looking at the south end, the traffic going south towards Key Highway and 395. Right now, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, humid today, upper 80s, chance for a slow-moving shower or storm, additional 1 to 3 inches of rain possible that could cause a flash flood in low-lying areas, so be forewarned. There's a flash flood watch in effect until at least midnight today. It could extend that into tomorrow morning as well. It depends on when the rain is going to come. Right now, it is mostly cloudy, 76 in Pasadena and 76 in Middle River. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the president, after just a whirlwind of a weekend at Mount Rushmore on Friday, again, the Freedom 250 speech, Independence Day, actually evening, and the fireworks concluding, well after midnight on July the 5th. Of course, now it's on to the NATO summit, where he's got to hold the folks of NATO accountable. He got off an 85-minute phone call yesterday with Vladimir Putin of Russia. He's trying to end that war now as well. And the latest on the Strait of Hormuz is that the number of ships have transiting the strait is now quadruples, is quadruple over the last several days. As the Trump plan continues to work here, they paused somewhat of the peace negotiations because they're honoring the death of the Ayatollah for like 6 days or something over there. So they're still chanting death to America in some quarters of Iran. But again, all this week we'll be playing some excerpts from both speeches, both the Mount Rushmore and, of course, Independence Day in our nation's capital. And I think what's crucial here is, you know, while recognizing American exceptionalism and manifest destiny and the achievements and accomplishments of our founding fathers, our founding documents, and giving all credit to the Almighty, he continues to call out communism as we are watching it in the Democrat Party by people like Mamdani, and some of these other socialists are being elected, the latest one in Colorado as well. Here's what he said at Mount Rushmore Friday night.
You can be loyal to Karl Marx, or you can be loyal to America. You can be a communist, or you can be a patriot. You cannot be both. As for those who peddle Marxist lies about our heritage, tell our children that we live on stolen land, or that our heroes were oppressors, they're doing something much worse than slandering our past. They are slandering and attacking our future. Not going to let that happen. They're trying to tear down the great American character, to destroy the people who declared independence, who crossed the Delaware, who settled the West, and who conquered the skies. You know who those people are. but we will never let that happen. Our American ancestors did not shed their blood at Concord and Trenton, Gettysburg and Shiloh, Midway and Normandy, just so that a band of thieves, radicals, and lunatics could come in and loot and pillage our nation. Our heroes died to win, build, and to save, and to build truly a great country, the greatest country ever in the world.
Vice President J.D. Vance also at the Navy recruitment ceremony. This was in New York City above the USS Kearsarge. He talked about those same small, loud voices in the Democrat Party that now are embracing communism.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to address what you will hear from some loud voices today. Because as much as all of us, whether we're Democrat or Republican, whatever our political persuasion, all of us are celebrating. But you will hear a couple small but loud voices today speak obsessively not of our national greatness, but of our national imperfections. They will speak of the powerless and the dispossessed. They will tell you that America is just another country where the weak struggle against the strong. And if they acknowledge that there is anything to be proud of in our history, they'll say it's the fact that sometimes the powerless have won a zero-sum battle. They're wrong. They'll talk about America's sins with the anger and zeal of a brimstone preacher, but without any of the grace or forgiveness that must be present in the Christian faith. These people misunderstand the essence of America, from Thomas Jefferson to Henry Kaiser. They misunderstand that we all have moments of great power despite those very real imperfections. That there are victims and heroes who live inside of each of us, from the most ambitious leaders and builders to steel welders like my grandfather. People who had their own role to play in turning this dangerous wilderness into the proudest civilization in history. So what I'd ask you to do, my fellow Americans, on our 250th birthday, is to reject the two-dimensional view of your fellow citizens and reject the two-dimensional view of your country. Reject that America is a place for zero-sum thinking, because it is not. Our history is one of people carving a great civilization out of the wilderness. Reject the view of your nation that sees only its sins, but not its grace and its greatness. Everything that we have done as a country, we have done together.
Again, both President and Vice President very effectively dealing with the communist threat within the Democrat Party. Well, he'll hog Westmore deals with it at the top of next hour. And that's the way it was 533 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Well, now that we're 250 years young, the Rescue Natural Supplements is celebrating in a big way for a limited time, honoring 250 years of freedom with the special Rescue Savings event. You can buy any two or more single bottles of any Rescue Natural Supplement and save 50% off with the code FREEDOM250. That's right. Mix and match your favorite premium supplements and enjoy half off every bottle. Whether you're looking for quality omega-3s, natural cholesterol solutions, weight loss, or joint comfort formulas, now is the perfect time to stock up and save. For over 40 years, Rescue has delivered research-backed wellness solutions and high-quality ingredients you can trust. And with prices rising everywhere, there's never been a better time to save on the supplements you need the most. So just go to res-q.com, mix and match site-wide, and use the code FREEDOM250. Call a product consultant, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Because freedom feels even better when you're saving 50%. Shop online and save now. res-q.com. Use the coupon code FREEDOM250.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
we've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's some area of heavy rain on the eastern shore between Easton and Cambridge. I'm looking at the camera here at the Choptank River Bridge on 404. And it's raining there, and everybody has their headlights on. So there's some heavy torrential rains right now in that area. But right on that line, if you looked at the map and you saw 50 from Easton into Cambridge, that rain is right on 50, both north and southbound, and then some heavier rain as well north and east of that area. Again, a reminder for local riders this morning, a lot of power outages away from the major highways, but the power outages, trees down, wires down, detours underway in a number of areas. We're still a bit slow, though. 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel has begun to settle down. 895 is still backed up right around the O'Donnell Street ramp on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Again, unstable weather pattern, humid, upper 80s today. Chance for slow-moving showers and thunderstorms. Maybe an inch to 3 inches of rain. Additional could cause some flash flooding. Chance for storms overnight and into tomorrow. So it'll be at least within this next 48 hours or so. Right now, flood watch in effect. 77 in Dundalk, 72 in Bel Air. And we're talking about this incredible story. We have the Kenia Ward, 16-year-old that was allowed to be by herself. She was suicidal. She was allowed to be by herself in a hotel in downtown Baltimore, and she indeed committed suicide. We have the story of the 2-year-old child in foster care in Anne Arundel County recently that was placed by Baltimore City and drowned. We still don't have full results of that investigation. And now we have the story of 2 6-year-old girls in Calvert County that were raped by a 13-year-old juvenile offender. And the Governor Moore's Department of Juvenile Services Secretary, Betsy Fox Tolentino, should have recommended that he be placed in secure facility where he could be separated and no longer a threat to anybody else around him, number one. Number two, he would get the intensive, and I need probably extensive, treatment that this individual needs at 13 years of age. We don't know the name. We don't know the identity. We don't know anything else about this offender. And, of course, because he is a juvenile. But once again, people, children have been left behind. Isn't it amazing that in the state of Maryland, Wes Moore, we'll hear some of his comments here in just a second, talking about faith and not fear and so on and so forth. But his values, his principles are, let's enshrine abortion into the Constitution. Let's not protect the unborn. And, of course, you know, that he's more about protecting the so-called reproductive rights of women versus actually protecting the unborn child, number one. Number two, once the child gets out of the womb, well, then all bets are off because apparently he doesn't give a damn. Now I don't know if he knows about the story or not, so I have to give him benefit of the doubt, but we know there are some issues here. But this is just why the juvenile justice system needs to be torn down, dismantled completely, and they got to start from scratch, and they got to get it right. But again, do you trust a Brandon Scott or a Wes Moore or a Jocelyn Pena Melnick or a Electric Bill Ferguson to rebuild the system? I don't. I don't trust them at all. It's gotten worse under their so-called leadership. Speaking of which, the governor took aim at President Trump at his speech on Saturday morning, in which he talked about starting wars. And he's referencing here the Iran war.
Starting a war without a purpose is not patriotic. Ending a war without achievement is not victory. And telling soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines otherwise is not leadership.
Well, first off, there was a purpose, and that purpose was to make sure that Iran did not acquire a nuclear weapon, which they would use first against Israel, maybe even their allies, and then against us. So there was a purpose. You apparently were too busy, you know, trying to fend off the allegations of receiving a Bronze Star to pay attention to the actual news cycle. That's number one. Number two, I think it's insulting to the military that you're saying there were no achievements. There are plenty of achievements. And let's face it, what they were able to do in taking down the Iranian threat, they've neutralized their military, they've neutralized their air defenses. Yes, they still have some missiles and they still have some drones, but they pretty much, we own the skies over Iran. And you as a military person that allegedly was 82nd Airborne, that you should know that. And you should applaud the military for those achievements. But this is all about Wes Moore. This proves you exactly who this guy is. This is, again, we just got over a narcissistic Republican in Larry Hogan. Now we have a narcissistic Democrat in Wes Moore. It's all about him. It really is. It's just amazing. But then he invokes, talks about his grandfather. His grandfather gave him a Bible. He carried it on his person outside the wire every time he went. And he talked about the words written in that the grandfather's Bible, faith, have faith, not fear.
Fear is the accelerant of nationalism. Faith is the foundation of patriotism. So today and every day, let's choose faith. A faith that the impact of our work will be felt for generations to come. A faith that we are fighting for a country that is worth fighting for. A faith that when it's our turn to hand this country off to the next generation, that our descendants will say that we understand the assignment. The faith that our best days are still ahead of us. And that is the work of patriotism.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me that anybody that is so pro-abortion, that is so for the killing of babies in utero, can even mention the word faith without tripping over his tongue. I mean, it's just, it's outrageous. It really is. We're talking about Glen Burnie, Jim Jennings Transmissions, two great companies that have now merged. So they've, again, they were able to meet the needs of most folks when it comes to transmissions on a regular basis. But now they've merged, they've joined forces, and it's just an incredible thing for all of the Baltimore metro area. So no matter where you go, I think these are new names. They've been around for decades now, serving the community over 50 years, and they know transmissions. Again, all you have to do, if you are looking for a new transmission, rebuilt, used, remanufactured, whichever, and want to avoid dealer prices, check them out. Jim Jennings and Glen Burnie. Glen Burnie's at 888-299-0557, and Jim Jennings is at 410-686-6700, or visit JimJenningsTransmissions.com or GBT-online.com. Glen Burnie, Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a man with smoke inhalation was flown to a local hospital Saturday after his house accidentally caught fire in Carroll County, according to officials. On July 4th, around 8:45 p.m., crews with the Taneytown Fire Company were called to a single family house located at 3135 Bullfrog Road in Taneytown for a dwelling fire. It took about 30 firefighters to control the blaze in 30 minutes. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the Maryland State Police Aviation Command flew the victim to a nearby hospital. And Fox 45 reports that Maryland officials are warning residents with out-of-state license plates that a new enforcement effort begins this fall, and waiting to register a vehicle in Maryland could become costly. Ahead of the fall rollout, the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration has launched its New Plate Where You Live campaign, aimed at educating residents about the state's vehicle registration requirements before fines take effect. The campaign comes as out-of-state license plates are a common sight in parking lots across Maryland, particularly Virginia tags. And police are investigating a shooting at a large house party in Falston that left one man dead and another critically injured. According to the Harford County Sheriff's Office, shortly after midnight on July 5th, deputies responded to a report of a shooting in the 2300 block of Willowvale Drive. Deputies arrived to what the Sheriff's Office described as a chaotic scene at a party with an estimated 100 people in attendance. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on the Bay Bridge eastbound. Appears to be a broken down vehicle with help already there. Eastbound as you're climbing up to the top of the main span in the left-hand lane. So only the right lane is open. Very quickly, you have a delay back through Sandy Point and going back a little bit now towards Whitehall Road. We'll have to keep an eye on that. It's not going to get out of control, but in the meantime, it's just a single lane for the traffic leaving from Annapolis and headed over towards Kent Island. So once you get into Sandy Point, you'll be in the right lane beginning there with a delay right now that may be stretching back for about 15 minutes on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got highs in the very humid upper 80s today with another round of scattered showers and storms, some of which could be slow moving, producing 1 to 3 inches of rainfall and prompt flash flooding. That threat for storms will continue tonight with temperatures falling back to near 70. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:35 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, seven times they've won three games in a row, and now seven times they've lost the next game.
Suarez goes again. Steer lifts. Pretty deep right field. O'Neill fading back. Deep track. Gone! 14th of the year for Steer. Bradish loses the perfecto, the no-no, and the shutout in one fell swoop.
John Sadak had the call on Peacock. Spencer Steer with a two-run shot. In the fifth, it was the game's big blow as the Birds failed again to extend that win streak to four. 3-2 the final yesterday at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Now, the loss going to Kyle Bradish despite 7 2/3 strong innings.
Payoff. Struck him out.
94 mile an hour. That one elevated.
5 hits, 3 runs allowed by Bradish, but his record now falling to 5-9. Now, the Birds are off today. They return home tomorrow night for the start of a 6-game homestand, taking us up to the All-Star break. First, it's the Cubs and then the Royals in town. This all coming after the quick 3-game holiday trip to Cincinnati. Meanwhile, All-Star rosters were announced. No starters for Baltimore. Adley Rutschman, however, was selected as a reserve.
The feeling of excitement and pretty awesome to do it just with the teammates and everyone, you know, just feeling so supported by the guys coming up and saying congratulations and just hugs and lots of smiles.
Now, Rutschman on the season, 8 homers, 45 driven in, but it's been up and down. In May and June, 40 games combined, Rutschman batted just .211 in 147 at-bats. A sidebar here, Rutschman is only the 11th catcher in MLB history to earn 3 All-Star selections within his first 4 full seasons in the big leagues. Now, conspicuous, though, with his absence, is first baseman Pete Alonso, who may end up getting elected as a reserve after injuries and all that. 19 homers and 60 runs batted in for the Orioles' first baseman. Elsewhere, tonight's the night for the USA. Round of 16 knockout match against the Belgians. It'll be in Seattle. By now, you know the striker Flo Balogun will play tonight. He was reinstated. The red card suspension lifted by FIFA with the assistance from the president of the United States. Let's take you back to the locker room speech delivered by manager Pochettino after the U.S. win over Bosnia-Herzegovina.
You are warriors. We have talent. We have everything. We have unity that is the most important. Because who was inside, who played, the player from the bench, they didn't play, the staff, everything, that we are now.
Game is 8 p.m. tonight. Spain and Portugal will play at 3 p.m. this afternoon. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the greatness continues.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
Prince.
Sean, if you have time today, this is interesting. At 12 noon, Monumental Sports is offering a live virtual press conference with Alex Ovechkin to talk about his one-year extension. I'm sure you saw it over the weekend.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It'll be his final year, and it'll be the proper send-off that Ovi deserves. But they're going to carry this live, and it'll be interactive. The press will ask questions, but regular fans could also chime in as well. And so it's going to be broadcast live today on the Monumental Sports Network, the press conference announcing Ovi's next year for the Washington Capitals. I think it's a great idea.
I think it is, too. I think he gets the proper send-off that he deserves, being this greatest goal scorer of all time. I did notice that if he meets all of his bonuses and everything, he'll cash in about $9 million for the year. So, but he gets to go to every arena, every building, and PO fans have a chance to show their appreciation for the great one.
The great eight. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if he's the greatest player of all time necessarily, but
greatest goal scorer.
Definitely the greatest goal scorer. Right. Here's something I didn't know. He's the only player in NHL history to win a Stanley Cup, a Conn Smythe Trophy, which is the MVP of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Calder Trophy, Rookie of the Year, the Art Ross Trophy, total points score of a certain year, the Hart Trophy, the MVP for his team of a certain year, and then the Ted Lindsay, the most outstanding player. The only player in NHL history to sweep all those awards.
Didn't
during
he win
his career.
The Rocket Richard as well?
He did. Yeah. For most goals scored in a single season. Right. So six total.
Wow.
And only player in NHL history to do that. So
yeah, I was just talking to somebody this over the weekend. I was down in D.C., and they were talking about, can you imagine the demand for tickets is going to be, especially that last home game. You're going to pay a pretty penny for those,
right,
I'm sure.
Because we know that's going to be last year you didn't know when the goal was going to be scored, et cetera, et cetera.
And they were going for $2,000 or $3,000, so we'll see what happens.
It's going to be great.
It is. Thanks.
And they're loading up this year, too.
Yeah. They've got, he's made a couple of free agent acquisitions already and a couple of trades.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. In case you missed it, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani gave a divisive July 4th address behind George Washington's desk, surrounded by foreigners, saying America is an arena of supremacy and its citizens are small, weak, and unoriginal. He cast doubts on America being an exceptional country. He went after the powerful, the wealthy. He bashed ICE, capitalism, Elon Musk, and basically said that we're racist and that we're not exceptional. And now he's going to fix it. He and the people like him are going to fix it. And Chairman Joe, not as bad as Zohran Mamdani, but he also said America's an idea. Look, the idea came 250 years ago. We're now executing on that idea. So we're not an experiment. We're not an idea. We're a full-fledged nation, the shining beacon of liberty, said Lady Liberty in New York Harbor. So Chairman Joe was getting ripped a new one as well over the weekend. But Spencer Pratt, I think, had the best response to them all. Sit back and enjoy, because this is well worth the time.
We all had to sit and watch that vile commie mayor sit on the wrong side of our founding father's desk to try and lecture us about our own history. Notice how the communist always attacks your history. The communist must attack your history. Why? Because history is what anchors you. It's what makes us attached to something. Nostalgia is a hell of a drug. History breeds an almost irrational attachment to things, an attachment that is more powerful than anyone can imagine. Erasing history is how you demoralize people, how you unmoor them and detach them from their society so you can take it from them and rewrite it in your image. Think of your country like a home. What makes your home special? It's not the marble countertops or the expensive furniture or the fancy appliances. It's the memories you have there. That backyard is where we got married. That living room rug is where our son took his first step. Hey, don't touch that. That was his first teddy bear. It doesn't matter how torn and tattered that thing is. You will never get rid of it. And you will fight anyone who tries to take it away. Why? Because you have history with it. You ever buy a new home? Remember those first few months? Even the first few years there. It doesn't feel like home. It could be a million times nicer than the crappy apartment you came from, but it doesn't feel like home for a long time because you don't have history there. It's easy to knock down some walls, change the floor plan. If you have no memories to attach you to it, it's just wood and drywall. Who cares? Get rid of it. Memories make it a home, even the bad ones.
Yeah, and that's what we saw that with the tearing down of statues. We see this in other nations where, you know, the Red Guard, the Maoists, the Nazis, the Soviets, and so where they tear down statues, they burn churches, because they have to erase your history of your culture, of your society, of your country, so they can implement a new one to replace the existing structure. And that's exactly what these communists in the Democrat Party want to do to our form of government, to our form of economy, to our Constitution, etc. And they need to be called out. And many of us are calling them out. One prominent governor here in the state of Maryland refuses to do so. And we'll share that with you coming up at the top of the hour, 7:43. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you get a chance to match wits with the entire panel. Right now with a traffic update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There is another new problem now on the Bay Bridge. After you clear the broken down vehicle climbing the hill to the top of the bridge in the left-hand lane, get clear of that further east before you get almost to the flat part on the bridge. Before you get over towards Kent Island, there's activity there in the right lane. I can't tell if this is an accident or a broken down vehicle. Looks like it might be a vehicle with a flat tire, but either way, so you're in the left-hand lane, broken down for a while, and then this other situation now in the right lane. But the one that's causing the problem is back coming up to the top of the hill in the left-hand lane on the eastbound side. Still a single lane there with a big delay back to Whitehall Road. So again, like we had last week, we had several problems there. So again, climb the hill. You're in the right lane. You start down the hill towards Route 8. Eventually, you'll have to go back over to the left-hand lane. Pretty good size backup on the eastbound side right now on Route 50. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie. He's right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And again, looking for a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, you got to call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it's going to be another sticky day today. Not quite as oppressive as triple-digit temperatures, but it's going to be humid. Upper 80s, chance for a slow-moving shower and or storm with accumulations of, 1 to 3 inches of rain. So that's going to cause some flash flooding in some low-lying areas, so be forewarned if you're in one of those areas. Chance of storms overnight and into tomorrow. And right now it's cloudy, 76 downtown Baltimore. It is 74 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. I think the long holiday weekend's got a little folks a little sleepy here this morning. So no contest today, so it's the panel time for some bragging rights and see who does the best here this morning between Maggie, Kristen, and Chuckles. All right, here we go. And Chuckle will give you, since you're the senior member of the panel, would you like to go first or second or third?
Third.
Third. Okay, he wants to go last. He wants to hear the ladies first.
Mm-hmm. No. Right. Wait and see what they say.
All right. Story one. University of California, Los Angeles is offering students a $7,000 summer fellowship scholarship for what they're calling the Dream Summer. It's a summer program that trains participants in immigrant rights advocacy and social justice activism.
Yeah.
But it's only for illegal aliens.
I'm sorry.
Story number two, Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown in a recent interview says she believes she was a closeted gay soldier who was killed with a sword in a past life. She says she bears the scar on her back from the sword.
Okay.
And story three, after feeling a flood of calls over the weekend complaining of loud popping noises, the Chicago Police Department issued a statement assuring residents they were just gunshots. City officials reminded residents that discharging fireworks within city limits carries fines, potential criminal penalties, while also noting that the familiar staccato soundtrack of neighborhood gunfire should not be mistaken for illegal fireworks. All right. Story one, illegal aliens get a scholarship at UCLA. Story two, in her past life, Millie Bobby Brown says she was a closeted gay soldier.
killed by a sword. And story three, Chicago PD says, not fireworks. Don't worry. They're just gunfire. All right, we'll start with Maggie here on this Monday.
Of course you're going to start with me after saying everybody's tired and worn. Yeah, no power. Okay.
Wait, are you making excuses already?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, there was, anytime there's a lot of detail, I have to go with that being the fake. So I'm going to choose number two. She's a wackadoo, but that's a lot. Number two, right. I say, is the fake one.
All right. So Maggie goes for story two. Kristen?
Again, they're all possible, but if I have to pick one, maybe I'll say number three.
Number three for Kristen. And Chuck?
Yeah, they're goofy enough in Chicago. I think one.
Chuck goes for story number one. UCLA, story number one, prioritizing illegal aliens with a $7,000 immigration activism summer fellowship. True story. Sorry about that, Chuck. Story number two, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things says she was a past life. She was a closeted gay soldier who was killed by a sword. True story.
Wow.
That she said that. I don't think.
Megan, seriously, yeah. Right. Anytime there's a lot of detail. Yeah.
Chicago PD is our fake news story of the day. Kristen sniffed that one out
of
this morning.
Of course she did.
Okay.
Of course she did.
I only know because I spent many holidays working on the news desk in Baltimore, and every time on July 4th or holiday or days around summer holidays, there'd be all these calls, but it was the reverse. I don't know if it,
right.
That's what you reversed, but right. Yeah, there would be a lot of calls worried about gunshots. But they, no, it's just fireworks. Right. But...
All right, very good. Congratulations.
I had a few shots over the weekend myself.
Yes, you did. All right.
That's
hopefully,
why.
Hopefully they were good shots.
I forgot to add that as an excuse, too, but too late now.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Spencer Pratt, we'll get more of him coming up in just a second. And his response to Mondani and the commies that have recently won in New York City, in D.C., in Colorado, in Denver, and also in Seattle. By the way, Mom Donnie's wife, her name was Rama Duwaji. She ditched the America 250 bash to attend an Islamic spiritual wellness retreat in Spain. Now, kind of tells you everything you need to know, right? About just how proud they are of their home country. And of course, he's a Ugandan immigrant. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. Still to come, top of the hour. Governor Wes Moore is in the news. He was once again on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream. He was given multiple opportunities to denounce the growing threat of communism within the Democrat Party, and he failed miserably. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Mm-hmm.
7:52. It is coming up on 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. And again, hope you had a great Independence Day weekend. No matter what you were doing, it was just a very eventful. What a wonderful weekend. There was a Dan Cox interview or press conference that he held Saturday morning, right around the time of Wes Moore's speech from in the air-conditioned confines of the State House. We're going to get some audio from it over the weekend, but unfortunately the audio all of a sudden just dried up, disappeared. Don't know what's happened there. We'll see if we can grab that for you. Maybe we'll do it on tomorrow's show. He was highlighting 4 points of things he wanted to make sure, and it was obviously pivoting and shifting, holding Westmore's feet to the fire over the financial status of Maryland and ratepayers, taxpayers, etc. So good to see that happen, reminding people of just what damage he has wrought here in the state of Maryland. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. And now with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there are two different problems on the Bay Bridge as you're coming up onto the span eastbound. The left-hand lane is blocked, been blocked for a while, at least a half an hour or so. Only the right lane is getting by there. The tail end of that backup is all the way back past Whitehall Road as you're coming into Sandy Point. Eventually, you go from three lanes to one lane, and they're sweeping up some debris. I'm not sure if they had an oil spill there, and they put Absorbol on it, or whatever the case may be, but that's still blocking the left-hand lane. Further east on the bridge, as you get right before the shoreline at Kent Island, only the left-hand lane is getting by there. There was another vehicle there, I think had a flat tire, but the wrecker is still there, and the police car is still there. So back towards the west end of the bridge, the left-hand lane is blocked. Further east on the bridge, the right lane is blocked, and those delays are continuing. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be humid and hot today. Upper 80s, not quite as oppressive as it's had been. That's good news because I'll tell you, it was hot in D.C. On Saturday for the Great American State Fair. We'll get to that in just a second. I understand Maryland's exhibit was absolutely abysmal. Very disappointing. So I'm glad you put so much thought into that, Mr. Patriotism, Wes Moore. Again, we got some showers, thunderstorms with 1 to 3 inches of rain, could cause flash flooding overnight into tomorrow. So keep that in mind if you're heading out to wherever you're happening to be going tonight or tomorrow, because it could be very interesting, but to say the least. Right now on the eastern shore, 78 in Stevensville, 77 in Glen Burnie. So we're talking about Zohran Mamdani, General Washington's desk, which he was giving the address on the wrong side of the. You talk about a photo op there where it's just a blown moment. I don't know who thought it would be a good idea to have him deliver the address from the front of the desk instead of from behind it. It just, maybe because maybe it's symbolic. Maybe you want to reverse the country like they did to General Washington's desk. But Spencer Pratt, who ran for mayor in Los Angeles, calling out communism and people like Mamdani and his ilk.
But communism is an evil anti-human religion, so it must destroy what makes us human. The communist destroys your history so he can take your home and rebuild it in his image. That's why it's your patriotic duty to celebrate today unashamed. It's okay to love America. Not only is it okay to love America, it's necessary to love America. We are the only bulwark against tyranny on this earth. When Europe descends in a madness time and time again, it's our sons who cross the oceans to fight and die for freedom and human dignity. We don't let evil people destroy our history and rewrite it in their image. This is Independence Day. It's not just a number on the calendar. Don't say Happy Fourth. That's commie gobbledygook.
Yeah, that is so true. But again, you can tell that Spencer Pratt, he loves his country. He loves America. And he wants, I think, first off, Republicans and independents, and maybe even some Democrats. I don't think all Democrats have bought into communism, but they're just really reluctant to say that. And he's saying that it's time to stand up for your country, to stand up for capitalism, for freedom, because the communists don't believe in any of that.
We say Independence Day. Today we celebrate the men who reclaimed a beautiful slice of this earth and claimed it for God, for the values of freedom and rugged independence. Our history is messy. Our history is violent. Yeah, it is. And that's why we love it. We aren't cowards. We don't turn our backs on the painful memories because they make us who we are. Be proud of our country, damn it. America is the birthplace of every great invention of the last 250 years. Like literally everything. Airplanes, spaceships, internet, telephones. As a country, we are batting a thousand. Not only is it a miracle that this radical experiment in self-governance even survived past 1776, but we are the champions of the world. Be proud of that. Be proud of your history. Millions of your ancestors fought and died to preserve it. Kami Mamdani's ancestors never bled for this country. He has no history here, so he has no attachment to our home. He has no place to rewrite our history and lecture us about what our country stands for. So celebrate today. Show some American pride. Honor your history. Raise your flag. Raise a finger and say, you communists, this is our home and you can't have it. Today we celebrate our Independence Day. God bless America.
So the mission here thanks to Spencer Pratt, is Democrats have allowed the communists to take a foothold in their party. We cannot do that. We as a country, we as the rest of the United States defenders, we must call them out and not allow that to happen here, as has done in other countries. I want to tell you about Dr. Melissa Segev and her team of wonderful audiologists at Audiology Associates. They are going to help with your hearing issues, no matter what they may be, whether it's earwax or other anatomical issue, or whether it's just due to hearing loss from age. We do know that that can lead to feelings of isolation. Societal, wanting to avoid, parties and gatherings because you can't hear. So now's the time to get it addressed. Now's the time to fix it and get treatment for it. So what I would recommend, certainly at the age of 50 or above, if you have never had a hearing test, get one. Like you do an eye test or an annual physical, and they'll give you one. They have different 10 different locations to serve you at Audiology Associates. They've helped my wife and many other Marylanders as well. So call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden, Audiology Associates.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran, Ukraine, and more. It's a packed agenda for this week's NATO summit in Turkey. President Trump departs Washington for Ankara later today.
Since Mark Rutte took over as NATO Secretary General nearly 2 years ago, he has spent much of his time trying to keep the U.S. committed to the world's biggest military alliance. Trump has long accused NATO allies for spending too little on defense. They have taken substantial steps to address those concerns, only to face fresh criticism after declining to join the war against Iran. This year's summit is being hosted by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. His close relationship with Trump may help keep the American president at the table, but it's unlikely to mend the rifts. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Nearly 40 huge wildfires still going strong across the West, most of them scattered around Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico. Flooding's a concern from parts of the Midwest and New England, and while there has been a relief from the oppressive heat for many, some parts of the East still having to deal with the heat dome that's made for so much misery across such a vast area in recent days. What's this fascination with socialism and its sibling communism among so many younger Americans? Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says the record is very clear. It doesn't work. He adds that President Reagan was well aware of that.
Free enterprise and free markets work, and communism and socialism are a failure. And of course, he was 100% correct. That's what led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. Guess what? Socialism doesn't work. It's why the boat people left Cuba and risked their lives to come to the United States.
Moore speaking with the Salem Radio Network, confident that eventually the truth will win out. Wall Street traders will be getting back to work this morning following the long Independence Day holiday weekend, and the Dow will be opening at 52,900. That is a record high. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're heading from Annapolis over to the Eastern Shore, the Bay Bridge has two problems as you're coming up to the main span. There was a broken down vehicle there. Not sure if it didn't have a fuel spill or something happened there. They had to put something down on the roadway. They've been watching them kind of brush it off the highway. Left-hand lane is blocked there. The backup on 50 all the way back to and beyond Whitehall Road. You go past that vehicle in the right lane. You get down the hill starting towards Route 8, and at the very east end of the bridge, there was another broken down vehicle in the right lane. Not so much of a backup there. Plenty of time to see it before you get there. But in the meantime, one lane to the left and then one lane to the right with a big delay headed to the Eastern Shore right now as you're leaving the area at the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got highs in the very humid upper 80s today with another round of scattered showers and storms, some of which could be slow moving, producing 1 to 3 inches of rainfall and prompt flash flooding. That threat for storms will continue tonight with temperatures falling back to near 70. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Randallstown, 76 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Ocean City Police are asking for the public's help identifying a suspect in an investigation into an assault on a police officer and disorderly conduct. The Ocean City Police Department said the incident happened around 9:30 p.m. near 120th Street and Assawoman Drive on July 4th. And two women were killed and two firefighters were injured in a house fire in Silver Spring. Firefighters responded to a burning home along the 2400 block of Harmon Road early yesterday morning. The victims were found dead inside of the home. Their names haven't been released. Two firefighters were sent to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And a suspect is in custody after a machete attack in Anne Arundel County. Police say two men got into an argument last night in Glen Burnie Park when one of the men allegedly attacked the other with a machete. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. And a Temple Hills man has been charged in the fatal shooting of his former girlfriend after authorities say he turned himself into police following the killing. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 219. The pick 4, 4386. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhound Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Birds could not get that coveted sweep yesterday, but they did take 2 of 3 over the weekend in Cincinnati. Adley Rutschman selected as an all-star reserve. Pete Alonso left off the team, at least for now. Now, someone who's been somewhat under the radar this year is center fielder Colton Cowser. After a tough start, putting together a nice campaign noticed by the manager.
Yeah, he's really come on. Like, obviously, him robbing home runs at home, but it's everything else. Him coming into the ball, range into the gap, his ability with his body awareness, like when to slide and what type of slides to use, and obviously like his arm too as well. And
so Cowser, despite hitting just .224 on the year, helping the Birds in other ways. World Cup action yesterday, the Three Lions of England taking on Mexico.
I think 5 or 10 minutes on the cards here for Mexico. It's played on to Harry Kane, who crosses and buries him there again. And England lead 2-0. And in the blink of an eye, the game's getting away from Mexico.
Paul was on Fox. Jude Bellingham's 2 first-half goals in 2 minutes. And Harry Kane's PK late won it. The Three Lions oust host Mexico. 3-2 was the final. Elsewhere, 5-time champ Brazil has been knocked out.
Schelder up. He's been busy since the count. Haaland scores again. Norway lead. The Northern Lights are shining.
That's 2 from striker Erling Haaland. Norway reaches the quarterfinals for the first time in their history, 2-1 over Asolacio. And, of course, the U.S. goes tonight, taking on Belgium in Seattle with striker Flo Balogun in the lineup, reinstated by FIFA. Coming up in 30 minutes, the song that's sweeping the nation. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, NBA has got a new program called Plate Where You Live. They've created such an environment for exorbitant registration vehicle fees if folks are going to Virginia. And now they're going to be cracking down on you. We thought the Republican Party was going to smooth over the ruffled feathers here in Maryland, but that may not. Maybe we spoke too soon. We have the latest on John Myrick and Dan Cox coming up. Ed Hale Sr., by the way, is going to be with us Wednesday of this week. We'll talk with him. But a top story here today is that, as I mentioned, the communists have gained a foothold in the Democrat Party, and now the progressive and radical left, American Marxist movement, again, this is they got a problem, and they know they have a problem. Even some Democrat media types, pundits and others are saying, like James Carville and Donnie Deutsch was the most recent. We'll maybe play his remarks later. The Democrats are off the rails. And when you have people in positions of responsibility unwilling to denounce the communist threat within the Democrat Party, that shows you just how bad it is. A couple of occasions this past weekend, Wes Moore had an opportunity to denounce communism, to denounce those espousing it within his own party, and he failed the test miserably. Here's example number one.
Some of those candidates who find themselves successful have been Democratic socialists. We saw that in New York, saw it in Colorado. Do you think the Democrats should do a better job of embracing those types of candidates into the party?
I think Democrats would be doing themselves a disservice by saying who does not belong.
He won't denounce them. He says, babe, disservice if you say they don't belong in your party. So he's embracing the communists. Then yesterday, the guy was all over the place on these national shows. I mean, he very rarely talks about Maryland, except when he's trying to, you know, burgeon his own credentials and his achievements here in Maryland. But anyway, with Shannon Bream, she also brought up the Democrat Socialists and the communist movement. and listen, repeatedly gave him an opportunity to denounce this dangerous growing threat within the Democrat Party, and he just kept changing the subject, evading, shucking, jiving, dodging, you name it. He doesn't want anything to do with this.
So we're talking about people who want to ban borders, who want to get rid of the Electoral College, who some of them want to abolish jails. I mean, are those ideas that fit within your party?
No, I tell you, when I first ran for office, and I know we spoke about it before, you know, I had never run for political office before in my life when I ran for governor. I was not the choice of the Democratic Party. In fact, there was millions of dollars put against me when I first decided to run.
But I don't think you advocated for any of those ideas.
No. In fact, when I came on board and people said, well, where do you stand when it comes to addressing violence? Are you going to be pro-police? Are you going to be pro-community? And I said, you know what? I'm not choosing. That's what I'm going to do. We made the largest investments in local law enforcement in our state's history. And I also invested in things like community violence interrupters.
But you have people who don't want to do that. They want to do the opposite. They want to defund those things. Did they have a place in your party?
Well, I can tell you what I did. And what the results have been is that Maryland now has the fastest drop in violent crime anywhere that we've seen in the United States. That the violent crime rate since I've become the governor is down nearly 60% inside of the state of Maryland.
But do you think the policy of these people would be helpful in that way? Or would they work counter to the things that you're doing?
I mean, the thing I always think about is what's the results that the people are going to see? And honestly, that's what I think people actually care about. You know, most people are not paying attention to the parlor game about wing a party or name or all the kind of stuff. They like, who's going to bring results? And if you look at what we've been able to do inside of Maryland by actually working with local law enforcement and working with community groups, that we've now seen how Baltimore City, the last time the homicide rate was this low in Baltimore City, I wasn't born yet. And we've done that in 3 years because we're not giving into the labels. We're not giving into the ideologies. We're not giving into party bosses. We're actually just going to do what makes sense for people.
So there's room, you would say, for those people in your party. They belong within the Democrat Party.
I think the thing that I focus on is what's the results that I'm providing for my people. I do not prescribe to an ideology. I do not prescribe to a wing. And frankly,
but
I don't answer party bosses.
With some people who do have these ideologies, some of them anti-Semitic in nature.
No, of course I'm not okay with anti-Semitic. I mean,
So he immediately denounces the anti-Semitism charge, okay? That's the third rail. He goes, oh, no, of course I'm not anti-Semitic. But about communism? He just wanted nothing to do with that question. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
So it looks like both of these situations on the Bay Bridge have cleared, but they have not officially opened the left-hand lane yet. Just, I guess they're making sure that everything's okay. A couple of the police cars and the tow trucks and things like that went across the span. But if you're right there at Sandy Point, you'll still see only the green arrow is in the right lane. So we're waiting for them to reopen that left-hand lane, and then we'll start to make some progress. Big backup, though, as you're coming across Whitehall Road and through that area. And just looking at the tail end of that backup, it's beginning to move a little bit. But still, that's a very long delay getting from there, getting to Sandy Point, and then getting over to the Eastern Shore. All of that on 50 eastbound. There are no problems and no delays on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be wet today, humid, upper 80s, chance of showers, storms throughout the day today. Flash flood watches in effect, 1 to 3 inches of rain possible today, tonight, and into tomorrow as well. So still a lot of power outages throughout the state of Maryland, especially the Baltimore Metro. So they're trying to get to them as fast as they can, but some people have been out. Power for a couple days. Others are saying they may not be able to fix it till Wednesday. So be forewarned. Make sure you have proper supplies on hand just in case. All right, 73 right now, cloudy in Forest Hill, and it is 77 in Millersville. And once again, from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, which was featured prominently. The very flag of Francis Scott Key was shown Saturday night in Independence Day speech by President Trump. It is time for our America 250 update. What was that, Kristen? Quick update. Okay, what's happening, Chuck?
Left-hand lane just opened at the Bay Bridge, so now two lanes moving again. Going to take a while, but at least we have the second lane back open. Thank you, Sean.
All right, you're quite welcome. Thanks for the update. Time for our America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call 410-321-1100. Well, on this day, July 6, 1775, just one day after restating their fidelity to King George III and wishing him a long and prosperous reign in the Olive Branch Petition, Congress sets forth the causes and necessity of their taking up arms against British authority in the American colonies. The Declaration also proclaimed their preference to die free men rather than live as slaves. It would be one year later when the Declaration of Independence would be signed. It was on this day in 1785 the Continental Congress sets the dollar as the official U.S. currency. But I thought it would be interesting to go down and meet the men that risked their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor by signing the Declaration of Independence. 56 signers, none of them died as a result of their signature. But before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, and 17 would indeed lose their entire fortunes. One of the signers was Button Gwinnett, signer of the Declaration of Independence. He didn't arrive into the colonies until he was 30 years of age. He and his wife emigrated from the U.K. They settled first in Charleston, South Carolina, then moved to Savannah, Georgia. Gwinnett was never particularly successful in his business ventures. In 1765, he opened a store in Savannah that failed. He then borrowed money to purchase St. Catherine's Island and a great number of slaves, hoping to become a planter. He ultimately had to turn his property over to creditors. But during his time on St. Catherine, he was befriended by a New Englander named Lyman Hall, another signer of the Declaration, who had moved to Georgia from Connecticut. It was Hall who spurred Gwinnett's interest in politics. He ran for office, was elected Justice of the Peace. Soon afterward, he then won a seat in the Colonial Assembly. He did have doubts about a successful resistance to a powerful empire, whether that could succeed or not. But in 1775, Lyman Hall persuaded Button Gwinnett to change his view, and he became a vocal advocate of colonial rights. With Hall, Gwinnett traveled to Philadelphia as a delegate to the Second Continental Congress. He took only a minor role in the great debate over independence, but John Adams was impressed with both Georgians. Gwinnett voted for Richard Henry Lee's resolution and signed the declaration on August 2, 1776. At the end of the month, he returned to Savannah. He wanted to be named commander of Georgia's Continental Battalion, but he was disappointed his arch enemy, Lachlan McIntosh, won that position. The animosity between the two men would fester, and in May of 1777, McIntosh went before the Georgia Assembly, denounced Gwinnett as a scoundrel and lying rascal. In response, Gwinnett challenged McIntosh to a duel. On May 16, 1777, in a pasture near Savannah, the two men stood 12 feet apart and fired pistols at each other, both men wounded. But Gwinnett, one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence, died May 19th from a gangrene infection of his wound. He was only 42 years old. And that's one of the many signers of the Declaration of Independence. And that's our America 250 update brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
821, coming up, your calls and comments here on KC and Company.
WCBM Baltimore.
America's momentum.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Joy and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, what is programming in memory care, and why is it so important?
So programming is activities. And the reason we like to say programming is because activities to me are passive and programming is purposeful. So programming is just as important as any medication for someone who, whether they are in assisted living or in a memory care environment. It keeps the brain flexed and stimulated. It is just as important as exercise for your body, and it helps keep you sharp. A lot of studies show that a very jam-packed activities day for a resident will actually slow down their decline because you are continuing to utilize their brain in many different ways throughout the course of their day on a consistent basis. So programming is so important because it really, like I said, helps slow down their decline. Again, keep a very good baseline for your resident for a longer period of time. So the programming program at Harmony Park is so important because we go from about 10 a.m. every day right after breakfast until 8 p.m. every evening with our programs. So we make sure that back-to-back, other than at mealtimes, we have something constantly going on for our residents. And we also do what's called concurrent programming. So we'll have different activities for people on different levels at the same time to make sure there's always something for everyone.
So if you want more information about programming and the differences that you can get at Harmony Park, may I suggest you log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. There's a lot to unpack here and learn about Harmony Park and their brand-new memory care program at Lorien Harmony Hall. So, again, that website is LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com for Harmony Park at Lorien Harmony Hall. LorienAssistedLiving.com.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, still a multi-mile backup, but trying to get better. We had two broken down vehicles at one point on the Bay Bridge eastbound. All of that now is gone. So we're all green going east. Two of the green arrows out, but we're moving that traffic very slowly coming into St. Margaret's and also coming in from Whitehall Road. So all of that still has to clear out and then go across the main span at the bridge and over towards Route 8. So we'll keep an eye on it. It's trying to get better, but not rapidly at this particular point. Tail end of the backup to go all the way across to the other side, probably 20 to 25 minutes at this point. So we'll keep an eye on that. Everybody else at the Beltway and the JFX and the tunnels, all of that is cleared out. There's still a lot of areas with power outages, wires, and trees down, and you have to have a heads up and be prepared. There are some delays related to that that will continue throughout the day. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hot and humid again today. Not quite as impressive, but upper 80s. But it's the big story is the showers and storms that are accompanying this weather pattern. 1 to 3 inches of rain could cause flash flooding later on this evening. Chance of storms overnight into tomorrow. Right now, 76 in Middle River, 78 in Pasadena. It's weird. So now we have the phone unit is acting up. Okay. So my line, my callers just disappeared. I picked it up and they're all of a sudden there again. So we're having some strange issues here today. Let's try it. Jeff in Phoenix, are you there? Hello, Jeff? Nope, Jeff could not hang. We'll try Paul in Wilmington, Delaware. Hello, Paul? No, Paul's not there either. I think we're having some phone difficulties. All right, we'll look into that a little bit later on. So we'll see what happens. Do me a favor, Kristen, if you could load the Donnie Deutsch clip here, and let me know when it's ready. Because we're talking about the threat of communism. We're watching it. Zoran Mondani, there were three of his stooges, his flunkies, that won seats in the Democrat primary and are challenging for congressional seats. Then there was the woman out in Denver. There's already a socialist in Seattle. There's one in D.C. And the Democrat Socialists of America, we played the clip last week, their goal is communism. That's their goal. So when they tell you that, well, socialism isn't communism, well, the Democrat socialists say their goal is communism. And there are some types in the Democrat Party. Donnie Deutsch is the latest. James Carville, a couple of weeks ago, said he's out. He's no longer going to be part of the party if that's the path they're taking. And listen to what Donnie Deutsch said on MS Now with Stephanie Ruhle about the Democrats and what Republicans should be doing about the Democrats.
Democrats are going off the rails. They're not even focused. What matters to people is affordability. And the Democrats right now are focused on two things. They're focused on anti-Semitism and socialism. That's
not all Democrats.
Not all, but that's where the energy in the parties. When you look at the two candidates that got elected in the last week, one of them talks about that there was not that firebombing in Colorado was not anti-Semitic. I mean, would not acknowledge that when it was a firebombing of people holding a vigil for hostages in Hamas by Hamas. Another candidate in New York who's been well documented was at a October 8th rally, a pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian rally. This is ridiculous, and they're both running on anti-American, not socialistic, let's blow up, about, let's abolish ICE, let's abolish prisons, let's abolish everything. Let's abolish the police. It's insane. And the Republicans are going to tar them with this. This is the problem. Even though they are a small sector of the party, this is right now, every Republican strategist is salivating on what these people have said in the past. And they're going to wallpaper it with it. And the Democrats are going down a bad path. They're electing these Democratic socialists. It's a disaster. No matter what you think of it, wherever your politics are, it's bad strategy.
Yeah, and that is the problem in a nutshell. And I think that the fact that Governor Westmore was given multiple opportunities over the weekend to denounce these, I understand he's a progressive. I understand he's liberal. I mean, he sits there and talks about he's not going to be branded. He's not going to be labeled. He's not espousing an ideology. Was but pretty hard not to tell. I mean, he signed a bunch of bills that ascribed to that ideology, to ascribe to that movement, and some that he didn't sign. He was for his own political future. So I think that this is going to be a strategy, and it should be a strategy for the Republicans to make sure they call out this communism, these Democrat socialists, and this is going to be a major reason why I think the midterms are going to go well for the GOP and President Trump. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. Vinny is going to sell your home. And he's going to deal with a number of different programs that he has. There's the Trade Your Home In program, just like you would a vehicle. He's got all the details on that. He also has the Fix It to Sell program, in which if your home has got some needed repairs and you don't want to pay the money up front, or you don't want to have the time to deal with the contractors and schedule them and so on and so forth, he'll do that for you, and they'll just deduct that at settlement. And there's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, up to 12 months where you can sell it. Then you have the luxury of looking for the home of your choice, knowing that your home is sold, and you're not going to have to time that sale, if you will. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, online, Vinny Steele. It is time at 8:30 for the latest news headlines with the update. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Northwest Baltimore. The Maryland Attorney General's office, which is investigating the incident, says it involved multiple Baltimore police officers after a stolen car pursuit. According to the investigation, the pursuit began after officers spotted a stolen vehicle early yesterday morning. That vehicle was reportedly taken during a carjacking in Baltimore County. The suspect was shot in the area of Denison Street and Clifton Avenue near Walbrook Junction Shopping Center. Police say officers saw what appeared to be a gun when they attempted to get the suspect out of his car. Investigators say a gun was recovered from the suspect's car. And one man is dead and another is hospitalized after a shooting during a large house party in Falston. Police say gunfire erupted early Saturday morning at a home along Willowvale Drive, where over 100 people were gathered for a party. A 23-year-old man died of his injuries after being taken to an area hospital. Another victim, a 34-year-old man, remains in critical condition. And a four-alarm fire is to blame for causing significant damage to a Sherwin-Williams warehouse in Curtis Bay. Firefighters were called to the burning building along the 1600 block of Filbert Street on Saturday night. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. And the cause of a two-alarm condo fire in Canton is being investigated. Firefighters were called to a fire at the Shipyard building along the 2600 block of Boston Street on Saturday night. Flames and smoke could be seen billowing through the roof. No injuries are reported. And nine people are recovering after a boat exploded in Cecil County. Four people needed to be flown to the hospital following the July 4th incident. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
It's 8:32. Here's a look at traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The outer loop of the Beltway on the Parkville side got a little bit slow. There was a wreck in the area around Perrin Parkway. It looks like it may have cleared, but in the meantime, we were slow back through the ramps at Harford Road. And then just looking over at the camera at Providence Road, the pace is better there. So once you clear Lock Raven Boulevard and then start up the hill into that area towards the ramps at Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road, everything is okay. Through Green Spring, no problems. The west side outer loop looks good crossing at Liberty Road. Both of the lanes are open. Slow recovery from earlier problems on the Bay Bridge on the eastbound side. We're still pushing that very slow traffic through, beginning just after Whitehall Road on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got highs in the very humid upper 80s today with another round of scattered showers and storms, some of which could be slow moving, producing 1 to 3 inches of rainfall and prompt flash flooding. That threat for storms will continue tonight with temperatures falling back to near 70. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, our guys, the Brewers, with the day off today after taking 2 of 3 from Cincinnati. The Cubs will be in town tomorrow night for 3. Kansas City comes in over the weekend. And then it's the All-Star break. After that, lone Oriole selected will be Adley Rutschman, albeit as a reserve. And here he is about what it means to him.
It means a lot. Last couple of years, just like you said, dealing with a little adversity, it means a lot to be able to kind of bounce back and, just be able to try and do what I do.
Rutschman selected despite batting just .211 in 147 at-bats over 40 games in May and June combined. Now, conspicuous by his absence is first baseman Pete Alonso, 19 homers and 60 runs driven in. Those 60 RBIs are tied for third in the American League. U.S. men's team is back in action tonight, taking on Belgium. That'll be in the round of 16. The game will be played in Seattle. Striker Flo Balogun back in the lineup, reinstated by FIFA with a prod from the president after being shown a red card in the last match. U.S. manager Mauricio Pochettino saying it's all there for his team's taking.
We are warriors. We have talent. We have everything. We have unity that is most important.
Meanwhile, across the pond at Wimbledon, the world's number one defeated on the women's side, Aryna Sabalenka, beaten by Naomi Osaka, delivering this one-liner at the mic post-match.
I just want to go, get completely drunk, forget about tennis, and try to get better in a better shape.
Now, she is the queen of the one-liners. You may remember this one after she lost at the French Open just a month ago.
No thoughts, no emotions. Just want to quit tennis right now. But
men's side, number one Jannik Sinner in straight sets over unseeded Sinatra Musujuki and seventh-seeded Novak Djokovic, making Wimbledon history, his 106th career singles win in 4 sets over the weekend. Finally, on this day in baseball history, take you back 93 years ago to the day, July 6, 1933, the first ever Major League Baseball All-Star Game played at Old Comiskey Park in Chicago. The AL beats the NL 4-2. Baltimore's own Babe Ruth hits the first home run in All-Star Game history. And on this date in 1989, it was ex-Phillies third baseman Mike Schmidt becoming the first retired MLB player to be named to start the All-Star Game, and he elected not to play. The time now is 8:36 when we return one of the coolest moments in sports.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Sean, apparently they're not only singing Country Roads, the song by John Denver, mm-hmm. at FIFA World Cup matches.
Right.
They're now singing them in stadiums across the country. This happened over the weekend in Atlanta. It was the Mets of the Braves, Matt Olson, who, by the way, owns the longest active games played streak in the major leagues right now. This happened during his at-bat.
Wow.
perfectly placed by Matt Olson and a great call by the announcer on Braves TV. So, yeah, it's just patriotism really is just swelling across the country. Again, not only at the FIFA stadiums, but really in sporting events all across the country.
Who knew we were way ahead of our time with Thank God I'm a Country Boy, other John Denver song that we've had for years here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
A seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, that's true, and you know, and now this one's sweeping the nation.
By the way, the John Denver family, he passed away in a plane crash years ago, but the John Denver family and the estate are just tickled pink.
Yeah.
That they're rediscovering this song and it's just sweeping across the country.
Well, and you know, and not only is it cool that we play that song during the seventh inning stretch here in Baltimore, but then the O's bird gets up there with a fan,
right?
You usually like a pretty young girl, you know, like a little girl,
right.
And they dance and. They do it right. It's just it's such a great event. It's
good stuff. You need a distraction. You need bread and circuses with this season.
That's true for the past few seasons, actually. But yeah, you're right about that.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So, again, you can still call if you want. But what a weekend it was with the speeches, with the just look at the fireworks, the flyovers. When I was in D.C. over the weekend, the flyovers where they were on Friday, they were practicing the Thunderbirds, the Blue Angels, the stealth bomber. It just was the buzz was electric. The whole city came alive. So with the fireworks and the flyovers and freedom, just an incredible weekend. But there was last week we interviewed John Myrick, a little post campaign analysis, and we'll have interview Ed Hale Sr. coming up this Wednesday on the show regarding how can the Maryland GOP unite? How can they come together to again? They've got some heavy lifting. It's a formidable opponent in Westmore. Again, his approval ratings, I don't know what the latest. The last time I saw it dip below 50%, it was at 48%, but I don't know where it is right now. And of course, he's got a war chest, so upwards of $14 million to spend. So again, it is going to take a massive united front, to do this. And, last week, Myrick told us that, that he was looking to work with the Cox campaign, in some way, shape, or form. And then, over the weekend, I found this, and he sent me this Facebook post, because he wanted to make sure that, we discussed it here on the air, and it does not look like he's going to be endorsing or campaigning with Dan Cox. He says he wishes him well. Here was his statement on his Facebook page from over the weekend.
Happy Independence Day, Maryland. I'm John Myrick, former Republican candidate for governor of Maryland. And I'd like to wish all Marylanders on this, our 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, a safe, prosperous, and joyous Independence Day. There's been a lot of speculation about my intentions for the future, and I wanted to put some of those to rest this evening. Firstly, I will not be endorsing any candidate for governor during this current race. I wish the current Republican nominee well and hope that he is successful, but I will not be campaigning with, nor will I be endorsing any candidate for governor during this race. Maryland deserves only the best, and only the best will do. You need to come out and vote your conscience. November is important and will set the course for the future of the state of Maryland. As for me, I will enjoy some time alone with my family while we contemplate what our next plans are. Again, I wish each and every Marylander only the best. And again, I wish the nominee all the success in the world. Thank you.
So that's left a lot of people scratching their head, wondering, well, okay, maybe I understand the campaigning thing because he's come off a rather grueling campaign schedule. He and Brenda Cham, his ticket, his running mate. But you would think from the interview last week, Kristen, when he was here, that it sounded like he was getting ready maybe to endorse Dan Cox.
Right. I mean, he didn't actually say the words. So this is strange. Was this what he intended all along? And he didn't want to make that clear last week on the air because he didn't want to have to answer the question then why exactly and look bad? Or did something change between then and now that drove him to do that? So I think that's kind of strange. So it's hard to speculate when we don't know, when he didn't really give a reason why. And I don't, it doesn't really make sense. I support him, but I'm not going to help. And okay, I think there's other ways you can support without coming out and kissing and hugging someone and, right. and tattooing their name on your arm. I mean, you know, but there's ways to say, okay, we have more in common than we don't. But I, again, I still think this goes back to, you know, you want unity and you're calling for unity. And yes, we need unity. But I think it's the burden on everyone. I don't think it's just on one person. And again, when you, you know, when a candidate kind of runs more of a, takes more of the negative tact in a campaign and there's a lot of personal attacks, sometimes these are the risks and consequences that you get. You kind of have to think a little bit further ahead. Maybe you can argue that that wins an election or that wins a primary, but then in the general, you need your opponent's help and you need to win over their supporters. So, and especially in this state, we can't afford to be divided. You need to keep all, you know, you have to unite all Republicans plus a significant number of independents and Democrats in order to win. So you kind of have to think further ahead. Otherwise, this is sort of one of the consequences. But I don't know. I don't know if I don't want to put words in John Meyer's mouth. I don't know if that's what it is or it's something else. But in general,
we don't know.
The comments that we've seen on Facebook, as we talked about, there's a lot of hurt feelings. Now, you obviously distinguish yourself policy-wise in a primary. Of course, I understand it's a race and you have to distinguish yourself. But when you kind of go into the personal attack territory, this is kind of one of the risks.
Yeah, except Democrats always find a way out of it.
That's because they have no principles.
Republicans,
it's a lot easier for them.
Republicans always shoot themselves in the foot.
The means justify the ends.
Traffic weather on the threes. Lugnuts Johnson with the updates.
All right, the Bay Bridge backup is almost clear now. Barring any new problems, we should be starting to wrap up at least through Sandy Point and across the main span. So then I said, okay, let's go over on the eastern shore and just check to see where all that traffic ended up. Eventually, they have to cross the Kent Narrows. They have to come through the light, which is always a bottleneck at 50 at 213. And then there's some slowing here right at the light at 404. Then, as I'm looking at that, I said, there's a backup here on the westbound side. Is this some people coming home today from the long holiday weekend? And now they're backed up from 404 over through the light at 213. So that's pretty solid right now on the westbound side. And, of course, earlier we had all the heavy rain, which is now gone. The roadways are dry. But there is a backup now as you're going through the light at 404 and you're heading over through that light, which is always a bottleneck right there at Route 213. So I'm assuming that's what it is. Beltway northeast side could be a little bit slow. There was a wreck on the shoulder on the outer loop between Perrin Parkway and Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast on this Monday. It's going to be humid today with a chance of a slow-moving shower or storm, upper 80s, expected high. 1 to 3 inches of rain could happen later on this afternoon, this evening, into tomorrow. So that could cause some flash flooding, be forewarned there. So a little unstable weather pattern for the next several days. Right now it is partly cloudy, 78 in Annapolis and 75 in Pikesville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A rare printing of the U.S. Declaration of Independence has been discovered at the National Archives in the United Kingdom, making it one of only 11 known surviving copies and the only one known to exist outside the United States. The document was found by a volunteer, was cataloging old naval records, and traced its journey back to an American privateer ship captured by the British Royal Navy during the Revolutionary War. Here is the volunteer, Michael Skurr.
As I undid it, there were these big letters, Declaration, on the top. So I called over to my boss and said, I think you need to come and have a look at this. I opened it up and realized it was a Declaration of Independence, the United States of America. I could feel my stomach sort of thinking, oh, I think I need to calm down here. Is the birthplace the start of a new nation?
How about that? 11 known copies, one of them in the UK, and it was discovered accidentally while they were cataloging everything. Just amazing. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Don't forget their website, townappliance.com.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Indeed. So, Dan Cox, the other thing is I did speak with a representative of Ed Hale's campaign last week, and they apparently will not be making any endorsement or will not be campaigning with Dan Cox either. So, we'll wait and talk with Ed coming up this Wednesday. He's going to be with us here on the show, and I'll get it right from him. But that was the initial statement from his somebody in his campaign. In any event, Dan Cox did hold a press conference with several local senators and delegates endorsing him near the Key Bridge over the weekend on Saturday. Kind of a strange thing, as I listened to the speech, it was available via Fox 45 yesterday, and then when I went back to mark it for edits a little later on, the audio disappeared. I mean, the video is still there, but you can't hear it. So we'll see if we can fix that problem or if we can identify where the problem is, and hopefully have some clips for you tomorrow. But he basically said Maryland is becoming too expensive to live in. He said too many Maryland families feel their government has become increasingly expensive, increasingly unaccountable, and increasingly disconnected from the people who pay the bills. Maryland has become too expensive to live in for many families, paying higher taxes, higher fees, highest electric bills in the nation. Higher housing costs, spending more time stuck in traffic, because government has lost its sight of the most basic responsibility, including that bridge behind us that is yet to be built. End of a quote. He went on to describe a four-priority plan focused on lowering the cost of living, restoring public safety, increasing government accountability, and accelerating construction of the replacement for the Key Bridge. And that was the main thrust of the press conference and hearing from some of the people there. So see if we can get some of that for you here this week at some point in time. But it kind of snuck up on everybody because everybody was waiting for Wes Moore's speech on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And here was Dan Cox holding his own press conference outside the Key Bridge there. So, you know, the campaign is on. It is going to take some heavy lifting, as I say. Again, you'd like to see Republican unity, but sometimes the scars are just too heavy and too deeply embedded to provide some political salve, if you will, to smooth everything over. So that's most unfortunate. And also most unfortunate is the fact that the Maryland exhibit, the Great American State Fair, was a massive disappointment for those that went and saw it. So we're being lectured on patriotism, and the governor of the state of Maryland can't even bother to put up a representative, decent state fair exhibit at the Great American State Fair. That's also, I think, shameful. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman there for you 24/7 should you need them. And Michael and his firm, Rachel Alpert Friedman and Stephen Friedman, and of course Marsha, the big boss, runs everything, and all the other associate attorneys and legal secretaries and reps will do their best to put your recovery priority number one, and that's what they do on a daily basis. And everything that they do in the firm has been designed with that in mind. So we hope that you never, ever need their services, but I tell you, they're there when you do need them. They've helped the members of my family and my immediate family, also my WCBM family, and I know they'll help you as well. That's one of the great things about Michael and his firm. They've been doing this for over 40 years in the state of Maryland, over the last decade or so, consistently in the top 10 of personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. So remember the name, Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Their phone number, 410-363-6848. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com.
Everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests. including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes, and once again the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Completely back to normal now, Bay Bridge eastbound, that's good, from Whitehall Road and from St. Margaret's and through there. Big problems the last 2 hours or so with two broken down vehicles at one point on the main span eastbound. That's all gone now. There's still some heavy traffic working its way over towards 50 at 213 and then over at Y Mills, and then there's some heavy traffic. I think this is traffic coming back from the Eastern Shore for the weekend, and they're getting caught up a little bit there between Y Mills and the light at 50 at 213. There's a late accident if you're coming up through Howard County. It is northbound 95 in the area just around the Patapsco River Bridge, and before you get into Baltimore County, medic units arriving there now. If you're coming north of Route 100 and from the bridge at Montgomery Road, there'll be a number of flashing lights there. The outer loop is a little bit slow on the Parkville side with a wreck earlier on the outer loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, but we trade one problem. It's oppressive heat with the violent storms and the power outages. So here we go. Humid, upper 80s today. Chance of slow-moving showers and storms. 1 to 3 inches of rain in the forecast could cause flash flooding. Chance for storms overnight and tomorrow as well. A lot of people still without power here this morning. Right now, 77 downtown Baltimore, 78 Glen Burnie. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Did you have a good holiday weekend?
I did. Did you?
I did. It was wonderful.
Okay,
it was in D.C.
It was, oh, nice. So you were down there.
It was electric. It was.
Oh, my gosh. It was packed.
It was
packed. I saw how crazy it was.
3 hour wait to get in line for the Great American State Fair.
Meanwhile, you had all these Democrats saying that nobody was coming and it was a bust. I cannot believe how many people were out there.
It was crazy. I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun, and of course the weather didn't cooperate, but Trump was not going to let that deter him.
No, I thought he did a great job. I got to catch his speech on TV.
Yeah,
at least.
Epic speech, fireworks, best I've ever seen, and it just was again, people behaved.
Yeah.
There wasn't any craziness down there. You felt safe in the city when you're walking around. It just was wonderful.
The media got it wrong. Imagine that.
Yeah. What are the odds?
Yeah. Well, we got lots to talk about today. Of course, we're going to talk about that celebration. That's awesome that you got to go down there. And we also have some local news to discuss. A couple different things. One dead, one critically injured after a shooting in Falston at a over $1 million home. This is actually like a little mystery at this point.
Right.
We're going to get into the details of that one. Also, Governor Wes Moore, I mean, the speech he gave on the 4th of July. Here's what I will say, Sean. Maybe you don't feel the same way.
Okay.
I feel as though he did the speech to the governor's mansion because he didn't want to be booed anywhere else.
Well, that's an interesting take, yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't do any parades.
Right.
He didn't do anything. And I was in the Dundalk parade with Senator Sailing.
Okay.
And there were many people screaming out, get the bridge up.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I don't think Governor Wes Moore could actually face the people if he took part in one of these parades.
Was Dan Cox in the parade?
I don't know if he was at Dundalk's parade, okay, but he was everywhere.
Right.
I follow him, of course, on social media.
Right.
He was everywhere. He might have been in there, but I didn't see him where I was. That's another thing. Julian Jones, by the way, he was in the wrong spot during the Dundalk parade. He sneaked in like a little snake,
mm-hmm,
and he got in the position where elected officials were, but he was supposed to be in the candidate section since he's a candidate for county executive, even though he's the chairman. So anyways, he snuck in there, and I look over at him, and I point, and I was like this, just pointing at him. He points back and starts smiling.
Okay.
He's like, okay, we're not friends, buddy, but look.
Yeah, really.
You snuck in here, and I see it. Anyways, we got lots to talk about, so hopefully everybody will stay right there.
Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Make sure you stay tuned for Kim. I did not see it because I didn't get in to the Great American State Fair. But those that did say that the Maryland exhibit left a lot to be desired. For instance, You can milk a fake cow in the Michigan booth. You can win a plush manatee in Florida. You can dig for dinosaur bones in Montana. There was a lot of interactive natures of exhibits. Maryland's exhibit featured posters. That was it. A poster and a great place to call home. Those of us that can afford to live here, either now or in retirement, it was basically pushing the Maryland Higher Education Commission. And there was a photo booth that you could take a photo of a Maryland landscape in the background, like the bay or a 19th century cityscape and a harbor scene. But it was lame, to say the least. So I don't know whether it was. Look, a lot of people made some effort. You could play mini golf in South Carolina's exhibit. Tennessee gave out bags of peanut brittle. Colorado invited visitors to play a video game in which they navigate a river, and so on and so forth. But Maryland's was just one visitor to the booth, a Maryland resident, said, quote, "You can tell the governor I'm highly disappointed. This is not Maryland," end of quote. So, again, a lot of folks were just not impressed at all. So a swing and a miss on the part of the governor and whoever's in charge of, I don't know whether it's state tourism that does that, but based on this exhibit, I don't think a lot of people are going to be visiting Maryland anytime soon. Very, very sad. You think they would do a better job of that. Also disappointed, maybe we could talk about this in greater detail this week, but they are now replacing the statue of Columbus in Little Italy with that of an Italian immigrant husband and wife clutching their infant. This would have been a great opportunity to put Columbus back where he belongs in Little Italy, and they chose not to do that for some strange reason. As woke is basically dying across the country now, this would have been a seize the moment, carpe diem, if you will, and put Columbus back in his rightful pedestal. And after he was torn down, but they chose not to do that. Some nondescript, anonymous Italian immigrant husband. And nothing is wrong with that, but I still think I would much rather see Chris Columbus there. All right, back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.